Blog Talk Radio.
Father in you, my brother. Oh, she really needs a father. The father in you.
in you. Welcome to the Heliobiblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, the hardest talk on Blog Talk. And we're going to heat it up today, as always. Shout out to everybody listening. We're going to lay it on you this morning. And thank y'all for calling in. And thank y'all for continually listening to this program, because we are deprogramming all those of you who've been under the spell. Wow, what a day. All you out there, you see what they say. I like that song, Father in You. You know, statistics show that the father of this family can lead to all kind of pitfalls, especially in the West. In today's program, we're going to hit hard, bro. Harder than hard. Couldn't get here unless somebody got hard. So we want that today's Father's Day special will be like no other. We're going to kick it with the occult information necessary, I mean that which is not known or prevalent to many. And we're going to lay it down this morning. All this information about coming out to you, that's on purpose. They're bombarding our minds with so much that the brain can't even handle it. They're about to come out with the new Apple goggles. Unbelievable. I mean, you might be in another dimension the way this is going to be set up. But right now, we're going to put you in the right space of time. Father's Day special, transgender equals transhuman. Now, what does it mean? You hear transgender all day, trans this, trans that, translation, everything is trans, transitory. The inflation is transitory. I mean, it's changing, it's amalgamating into something else. Transgender, amalgamation. I mean, that which is male and female, which was once one and which was once the other. The yin and the yang. They bring it right in your face, the occult world, at a level of experience to the eye. You can easily see this. Some of you got eyes in your own Bible. Okay, now here. Now I heard some of you on Facebook, all these social media. Somebody said the Bible told you to honor thy mother and father, for their days may be longest on the earth. Okay. Got here from them, obviously. But is the ancient world giving you an accurate account on how some of us got here? You got so many people talking about trannies. First of all, I'm going to hit it on all levels because this is the dry bones. Facts matters. The tranny thing is hermaphrodite. Plain and simple. But they want you to understand that. Even in the sex porn world, trannies are everywhere in Asia, everywhere in some of these South American countries, even in Africa. Even though they claim they don't like the gays. But today, we're going to change all that. First of all, for those of you who always can't take anything from white people, today, if you say on Father's Day, that it came from a white woman. Honoring her father. See, that's why I felt honored. That's why I say being a father, you got to be prevalent in the situation, most spiritual and mentally, and damn sure with the money. This is where people fall short. Can't even do one. Damn sure may not be able to do three. But according to those of you who can't handle this, well, jump off to the stations that want to keep telling you this is a false narrative or half a story. The same way Mother's Day was founded by the same situation. Sonora Smart Dobbs, a woman from Spokane, Washington, Dobbs was inspired to create the holiday after attending a Mother's Day church service in 1909. She was a daughter of a Civil War veteran named William Jackson Smart, who raised her and five siblings as a single father. So those of you doing that now pretty much have the attributes of the foundation of this so-called memorial holiday, which I want to use. I know all you so-called. See, I have nothing about your Bible story. It says, be not spiritual much. I mean, this. You don't give me all that spiritual malarkey bullshit that y'all claim to be on. See, in your Bible, say don't listen to some of y'all because you're over spiritual. Everything, I've been there. I can't do that. Yeah, okay, sure. But yet, you're following every moray and foray that you claim you don't like, such as Mother's Day. And I went to the store today, Publix. It did not even have it still there was on Mother's Day. I said, damn. I tried to get her to see who's going to try to cook for that. All the daddy's doing is got their boats. We in Florida. They got boats down here. They getting their bear for the boats. The bears are, we got bear galore. Bear everywhere. Couple balloons sprinkled out here. They ain't much. I mean, we have flowers, everything, candy, all kinds of mothers that I could compare the two because they are yin and yang. And today, many of you pretending you hate everything white folks, but yet you out there celebrating. Civil war. That's what it takes to get them holidays. You got to have some bloodshed to have a holiday. Wonder what you were. Now, we got one tomorrow. Was no blood really shed called Juneteenth. I'm going to hit everything today. Now, Juneteenth is another one. Now, we used to experience Juneteenth in our younger days in Buffalo. Buffalo was the gateway to the North Underground Railroad type thing into Canada, along with Florida, which I found out later because in Buffalo, they wouldn't teach Florida. Buffalo didn't teach Florida during Juneteenth that Florida was a free state, like it's talking about just as today. And you got people telling me they run out because they scared of the gay community. That's a lie. We're going to hit on everything today. All that transgender lying y'all been doing. You know damn well this is the gay capital as well as Atlanta. And then you got these fools talking about they're going to boycott my Florida. Do you want me to throw a shoe at y'all like they did Bush? How the hell are you boycotting you here? I can't get rid of y'all asses off the beach if we try. So I can enjoy it. My favorite spot. But no, y'all got, and then the people tell you not to go. They live in Florida in a nice area with a boat in Tampa area. So this is the hypocrisy that we're going to have to get through because you already transhumanism already. Fuck transgender. Y'all passed that. I'm going to prove today that transgender is all you is a replication of the past. Replication of the past. I told you a long time ago, it was a hermaphrodite cult. I told you a long time ago, one of the few shows that even said it. I look up because I hear the show. Ain't nobody mentioned goddess bitches, man, because y'all too busy, scared to say it. But I'm going to throw down today because, man, after I read all this, I said, man, all these, you know, things we follow is all based off war. Every holiday is based off, it was actually Siblings Day. That the siblings wouldn't be used for war and killing. Obviously, we passed that because we okay with killing the babies in the ninth month of the ritual. Of the 9 months of the, you know, that they go through this process, many phases of the moon type thing that y'all talk about. But we're about to get into the occult world today. See, I was always wondering, my whole brother, Brother G, you on here today because I might have to put you on here. Because I goes back, I said, man, it's got to be a reason why they got the White House worshiping the transgender. That's the White House now. The great capital of District of Columbia had a gay pride day on the thing, on the lawn, and we just accolades up. I mean, they take it off their shirt, showing their titty marks, showing new titties that they got implanted in. Women taking them, who want to be men, got titties. Men, women who want to be men, cut the titties off. And you know, I said to myself, well, I think this must have happened before. This can't be nothing new under the Helios. So I goes, dig. Y'all give me all this information. I said, nah, that's just surface bullshit. Let me dig deep. Like it says in your so-called Bible secrets service book, it said hidden treasure. You got to dig deep for hidden treasure. It ain't on the damn surface. So all these crumbs y'all sending ain't nothing but crumbs. After I eat and say, damn, I'm licking my fingers. I got to go deeper to get the food. To feel that fever of hunger that we have. Now, I went deep. I said, wait a minute. I just seen a movie not too long ago called A Woman King. And then I seen this clip. Somebody, you know, you get one clip and then somebody says something. It just all come together on your phone. It's like your phone must know you want to see it. I said, why is all of this happening? Well, we got to see all this transgender and, you know, mutilation of the body and all that. I come to find out this shit go way back into the occult world. The word is called C-H-I-B-A-D-O-S, Chibandas, or the Chibandas. They are third gender people. I see a third gender people, born male, who lives most often as a woman. And they were found among the cultures of Queen Nzinga. I said, oh, hell no, 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 no. Queen Nzinga. So I go, you know, that's today's Angola. Got a statue of everything. She's so-called Portuguese had that, you know, slave trade thing. Now, we're going to get deep today because I'm sick, so sick of this foolishness and frivolous argumental bullshit that people come up with without going into the deeper shit. Now, you don't know who's who, really, after this day's program. And these chibatos, they were often attributed to spiritual arbiters in political and military decisions. So they brought the gay men, just like they do in the military today. Right now, they're bringing all the gays into the military. I see what they, it has to got to be a reversal of hyperbolic energy that got to be reversed. I said, let me just go back into the chamber. And I said, wait a minute. They also perform burials. So when I went, when I went to go look this up, come to find out they in the Aruba tribes. These are the spiritual of Shango and them. Yeah. Yeah. This is all Orisha stuff. See, they don't want to teach you everything because they need your money. See, this is coming to you free. Maybe free. I don't know what price you may pay. But here it is. These are Orishas, got a gay side in them. Ain't nobody talking about that on the phone. We're going to get deep. All through Cuba. That's why they're coming on here from Cuba, probably. These islands, dressing like putting eyebrow liners, men putting eyeliner on their eyes, their eyebrows now, getting their eyes arched. Wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. This is something deep. What the hell? Come to find out. Should have known. They are the shamans. I told you hermaphrodite. I told you. See, facts do matter. Who walk and dress like women. Portuguese priests and the Jesuits described how the chibatos lived as women and were able to marry other men with no social sanctions. Instead, such marriages were honored and even prized. The chibatos made up a separate caste of elders, refer to them as the grandmothers. Is that why we call our... Oh, my. Okay, hold on. Let me calm down. I said, this is Father's Day, and I got to learn about transgenderism. Ain't this stuff no Father's Day. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. I said, so what the queen had to do with this? I mean, they say Queen Nzinga, she had 50 of them in her court. That's why that movie, The Woman King, Queen, they showed the gay dude was over all the queens, his wives. But it was the opposite way around. I knew Hollywood was playing a trick. I said, they're playing a trick on us. A big time trick. Just like Zion being a trick. Trick or treat is for kids. Now, we're about to get even deeper. I hope you're ready for this, because if you can't handle this, obviously facts must not be in your agenda. Now, she said to be used as concubine. She was selling the pussy and dick, whatever the hell they had. She's selling it. That's the first. These are brothels. Now they are turned to the high priest brothels. I said, wait a minute. So I said, I got to deal with what's coming into our country. Since we don't have no borders, y'all don't care what's coming to the country. These are belief systems that are coming in. That's why maybe this is happening. You ain't got no control over your borders. That what happened to the children of Israel. We're going to get deep to that. I hope y'all can handle this. But we ain't even got to start here because we are half hour late. Now, I said to myself, wow, once I got that thing with the Orishas, all through West Africa, just go look it up. Just think I'm lying. I want to say homophobia. Now, y'all listen, the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, along with the Ethiopian eunuch and high priest were in cahoots with this thing. And they created the homophobia that you have today. So watch out, blame the right people again. Now let me even go further. The Q, now that was the C-H-I-B-A-D-O-S. Now we got the Q. Everybody love being Q dogs. Q. The Q-U-I-M-B-A-N-D-A spelled Kimbanda, like Kim, Kim Kardashian. Portuguese, which is Brazil, said that the Afro-Brazilian religion practiced primarily in urban centers in Brazil. The Kimbandas practice and typically associated with magic and rituals with Enax. That it almost looked like Anas, which is E-X-U-A-U-S, but the other way is A. Anas, play one words with y'all today. And these spirits come out of these Cuba, mainly in Brazil. Haiti, but mainly in Brazil. That's why those carnivals be so fucking great. Now, they originally were under the tradition of the Macumba. That's M-A-C-U, like Macumba. You know, y'all got the African name, the Kaba and Kumba. Okay, let's find out what it means. In the early 21st century, some of them began with the Q. I'm going to say the Q. Asserted that the Qs were totally separated from the U-M, which is U-M. They even got a book, which I have read years ago, those who know me, showed y'all this cover on past shows in the beginning, called Boy Wives and Female Husbands. It highlights the queer and non-binary communities that existed throughout African continent for centuries. For centuries. Goes on to say, Queen Nzinga, one of the baddest warrior chicks there is. Her kingdom for decades considered her to be a king. That's why they made that move. And her people were surrounded herself by young. She surrounded herself by young men who dressed as women and were her wives. That's where you get all this, the brand and all that stuff from. Whatsoever, she appeared to have all her subjects kiss and kneel before her and kiss her feet. And when she talked to the Portuguese, he sat in the chair. She sat on one of her subjects' back. That's how much reverence they had for these. She even had a harem of 60 men that she had sex with on a regular. Now, you talking about hoeing. And we hoeing. She got the men hoeing and everything. She didn't have one man. It took her months to get to the back to the same man. Maybe a year, say. Now, this is where we get to the Orishas. Oh, yeah. It's in y'all religion. Oya. O-Y-A. Ain't that Oya? Like, yeah. This is what y'all don't want us to know. Nzinga said to wear male garments. She wore male clothes, everybody. She did not wear women clothes. That's why the women today are wearing pantsuits. It's part of the ritual. Whoa. Oh, we about to get busy. I hope y'all ready for this. I really do. I really do. Because it's not going to be fun for you today. It's going to be about real situational stuff. That maybe you don't have a clue to why you're doing what you're doing. Because the three Orishas that she appointed in her royal court, she had three Orishas draped in the fabric colors, woven in gold, the god of iron, the god of war, the god of labor and technology. Told you transhumanism in this. Wait till I get to it. Then they got you with the colors. In, one is green, black and red. Ain't that black power? Woo. The Oya, Thorm, and everything. They were the gatekeepers to the city. They the gatekeepers. They Anubis. And guess what they were enforcing? Let me tell you what they was enforcing. Now I'm coming over here. I can't wait because I got this all locked down. It says, Nzinga, who gained notoriety during the period of her involvement in the slave trade. That's why that movie couldn't tell you what was going on. But she was, let me just go with the facts. This coming out of their own country, so blame me. Don't blame them. That's their facts. And they are facts. As a result of the conflict during her reign, Ndinga forces took hundreds of thousands of captives among the queen and sold nearly 200,000 slaves to Portugal. I'm going to be going, and then I'm going to get to later on to the caliphate side, because I told you, you wonder why all of the East Indian immigrants are coming into the country. I have the facts. Britain played a cruel trick. They said, oh, we stopped slavery in America. They went to the third leg. See, told you it was 3 to 4 legs of the slave trade. You only know one. It seemed to be the Atlantic. That's all you seem to know. But today, when we return, facts will matter. So this is the start. Let me put some gasoline. This ain't going to take long.
This queen used to make men duel to the death before sleeping with the winner. Her name was Ndinga, and she was a total power freak. She ruled Angola in the 1600s, and she did not like being referred to as queen. She was a king to her people, and she even ruled dressed as a man. It was a way for Ndinga to feel powerful by reversing gender roles, but it did not stop there. She was famous for keeping a large harem of young men known as male wives. There was a whopping 80 of these men in her harem, and they were only allowed to wear dresses and function as women of the palace. At nighttime, she would randomly pick two of her wives and make them engage in a brutal fight to the death. She would watch with lust as men ripped each other's hearts out for her. The winner was rewarded with spending only a single night with her, as no one ever slept with her twice. In the morning, the victor would also get killed, and she would start all over again. You'd be surprised, but she only disbanded the harem after turning 75 years old, upon which she married the youngest member, a boy young enough to be her child.
Now, there's a lot to that. I only gave you a snippet, because I went and got the books on this shit. I said, man, this is unreal. So now, you are in the East, but you sit in the West, and the same stuff is being brought to you, because, see, the Jesuits in them took it and made it, while they was doing it themselves, they made it into a force of making caste system from this. They see, caste systems is what we fight. We fight the caste systems. See, don't make no difference. When we get to the next level of this, be in about an hour, you would see I just gave you all the positioning. Why you got that flag, that red, black, and green. You thought Marcus Garvey thought of that one. Really? Come on, y'all. Really? Come on. Wow. It's scary. Yeah, but many of us did think that, so that's how things go. Then we got people believing everything under the sun. Now, while this is happening, transhumanism, which I told you, technology, all the original gods, one was with technology. Ain't that what's happening now? Technology is the reason for the transhumanism. And we'll get to that later in the program. But first, we're just going to deal with the first layer of this. We're about to bring y'all in the loop. They're using sex because she turned them into concubines. Y'all all know that the Arabs, you've been told how many times that, I didn't get to the Islamic part yet, but the caliphate took on the eunuchs and just pimped them all out. So this has been going on and on and on and on for a long time. What makes it so different today? Because the people are dumb. Dumbed down and don't know nothing about nothing past 40 seconds. That's why your doctor probably got you racing in the 40. They figure 40 seconds, you can forget anything you have already learned. Is your worship. This is your worship. It's called a sacred prostitute.
Sacred or temple prostitution is a sexual ritual consisting of intercourse or other erotic activity performed in the context of religious worship. Scholars have long considered such practices to be customary in the ancient world but some prefer the term sacred sex to sacred prostitution in cases where a payment for service was not involved. Ancient Near Eastern societies along the Tigris and Euphrates rivers featured many shrines and temples, or ziggurats, dedicated to various deities. According to the 5th century BC historian Herodotus, the rites performed at these temples included sacred sex rites, and I quote, "The foulest Babylonian custom is that which compels every woman of the land to sit in the temple of Aphrodite and have intercourse with some stranger at least once in her life. Most sit down in the sacred plot of Aphrodite, by which the men pass and make their choice." And
now, that's a brothel. You may not hear good, that's a brothel. Same construct. All coming from the ancient world. Yet y'all acting like it's some new shit. Oh, it's all, no it ain't. You don't really know the ancient world. You've been pretending to sit in church, acting like you know the ancient world. That's all that shit about. Those who know the ancient world practice it on special people all the time, called the gullible. Give your kids, I've been in there, give all your family members to the preachers and the wife. No, you know the wife got to know, because he gone all the time. And yet she might be in the right of the sacred hermaphrodite herself. And we're going to take some calls to get your minds ready for what's going to take place. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep this 100. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes. I'm taking all calls, hit the number one button. I'm going to hear from y'all today, because this is strange. Y'all so astute that you cannot believe that a call goes this far back into Africa. Isn't that strange? But one day a change may come. Before I come back to y'all, I said, he said, go to my brother, and he go down and knock at me. So This is happening today. You see what happened to Sam Cooke. They use the same cult practice of sex magic to get you to believe that a man who was getting sex from anybody he wanted decided he's going to go berserk one night and had this crazy-looking woman, strong as hell looking, running brothel. She shoots. It's with an Asian woman who is into the game as well. We're going to show all nations have sold. That's why the whole world under the New World Order. We're about to bring this into fruition by opening up the mic. All y'all want to get in it. I told you, we ain't finished. Everything, Father's Day special, is based off transgender. Everything. 8554. Let's make it happen.
Wow. Okay.
I told you go be out every day. Yeah, we go play. We ain't playing.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Especially all the stuff that's been happening within the past few weeks, because we're in the moon of the Gemini right now. Okay, Zion, for example. We'll just talk about him for a minute. Now, it's not an accident that he gets put out in the media in terms of him getting his girlfriend. Well, he's expecting a baby with his girlfriend. But then at the same time, I forgot the chick name, the porn star, Instagram model, whatever you want to call her. Now she puts him on blast all over the internet and everything.
Yeah, going berserk.
Exactly. And I'm on YouTube a lot. And those are one of the stories that a lot of the young people are following right now.
Right.
And let me add on something else as far as the NBA real quick and some of the younger players. Jordan Poole, he plays for the Golden State Warriors, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and get rid of him. He spent over $500,000 on, what is that chick name? She's a rapper out of New York, Spice or something like that.
Yeah, I see her. Yeah, Spice Mouth or something. She got a slit on her mouth. Something with her mouth with a slit
right.
on it. Yeah,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
So I said that to say this. There's a pattern behavior dealing with the internet and this technology and everything in terms of now a lot of these young men don't know the proper, if you want to say it in the context of how to like court a date a woman. They figure, well, if they're rich, they got all this money, they can just throw money at them can get the women.
It's tricking. Now, stay with
me. Right,
stay
right. With me. Exactly. It's tricky.
Just stay with it for a minute, because, you know, we talk all what we do on that thread. That's why I love it. Some of these mind spells come from that thread. But I grew up in an era where Superfly had all our family relatives dressing like pimps. Everybody I knew dressed like Superfly in New York. That's a fact. We wore bubble-toe shoes,
right.
Bell bottoms. We had fur coats. I had fur coats going to high school. That's a fact. Everybody know me. I ain't making this up. And we all thought that was the way women would come faster through money. But I'm here to tell you, we've been totally bamboozled. Because basically, and you tell me your thoughts on this, it seemed like we learned the pimp game early that didn't realize it. Like, you know, to get us to be personifying pimping and hoeing, seems to be what was told to us from our movies, all the exploitation. I watch a lot of movies. I just watched Rudy Ray Moore about Wheatfield, Felix Wheatfield. He came back, wanted to sell his soul to the devil to marry his daughter. And I watched that. And I seen
Dolomite,
where, he did a movie. Not Dolomite. He was Dolomite, but he had this movie that he called himself Wheatfield something. He was going around in California trying to do a show, and he brought all the good people back from California to make movies. And I'm going to say this. I didn't realize that I watched it. He showed them shooting a funeral. That's how he got his soul back, because he wanted to get revenge. And he sold his soul, but then I didn't realize that he was showing a funeral shot up back in the 70s. And ain't that what we do today? We shoot up funerals. We do all this shit that was taught to
us in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is not, this is another ritual. This is nothing new.
Nothing new.
And then I'm thinking about, I was just listening to what you were saying before you pulled me in. Okay, well, how is this connected with the technology? And it's like now these young people, instead of them having an actual one-on-one interaction outside of the home, whatever, they're meeting these women on the internet, and then at the same time, especially these date naps and everything, you don't know who you're really talking to. It could be a man. You might think they might be dressed up as a woman, but it could be a dude and vice versa.
Right, right. Now, that's the part I'm glad y'all we saying it. See, this is called a clickbait. Those of you on the internet know that you got ugly women tend to be fine. And then you got tricksters out there that feed off of the internet that know how to get that money. And the money game is in the internet. It's in the technology now because you're not going to have regular jobs no more. So you're coming up with all these new innovations through technology to get yourself seen. To get so now we got, like you say, men who look at women who are strong looking. That's, I'm going to give y'all the facts today. It, you should see the market, y'all. I could do the research for you, but you know I should get paid for this because it's unbelievable. If I go online and see the percentage of people that are clicking on gay shit, and now one of the sites is doing a commercial, y'all, not to say that's so gay. Remember we used to say when somebody was a family member, yeah, man, you're so gay, and we would laugh with it. Now it's going to be taboo. Mark my words, one of the sites is behind it. The comedian one.
And that's part of this whole new council culture now. Now it's like if you say something against that the whole movement, if you got any type of serious platform of social media, you'll get canceled. Oh,
gay
let me say
nigger.
Something else before you go to next,
gay,
the next caller. Now, the Flash movie came out Thursday, D.C., District of Columbia Comics. Now, what was interesting, this movie was dealing D.C.'s version of the multiverse. And what was interesting about this movie, dealing with the twin and the Gemini, the actor Ezra Miller, Kazarian Jew or whatever, he basically went back in time to try to change the timeline to save his mother because his mother was killed by a random robber or whatever. But what was interesting, the father got blamed for the killing. And so by him trying to go back in time and change the timeline and everything, he ended up running into a younger version of himself.
Right.
And so what they end up have to doing, they have to go back and try to switch things to get it back to normal. But it was like the butterfly effect. Every time they went back in time to trying to change the situation, it came having not the same outcome. And the world, the universe, he ended up going to, it was a different Batman. It was Michael Keaton. But Kal-El, they kept saying Kal-El. They didn't say, they said Superman a little bit, but they kept focusing on Kal-El. Kal-El didn't exist in that universe, but his cousin Kara did. But she ended up getting killed, and General Zod ended up taking her DNA, and he flew off. In that particular timeline, he came in to terrify – terraforming the planet, whatever. Then that made me think about the situation in Canada. But the point being, Dylan going back to his parents, he finally went back and they went back into a particular timeline and changed the stuff where he was able to save his father.
I thought that was
kind of interesting, them releasing it, like I said. And then we're just a couple of days away, like I said, from Juneteenth and the summer solstice.
Right. And I threw a monkey wrench today. See, no one thought we was going to put this one on today because they was all wondering what we was going to talk about. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it to the, I already had this book. I already had this, that. And I've seen that, Brother G, I don't know where you at, but we don't have the riches on here. But Brother G from Florida, I told y'all, you can't give one account all day. You got to give the good and the evil. I give evil. We play the song Evil. Evil got to be known, too. How the hell are you going to know what is evil? And what's happening...
Right, you can't have... It's got to be balanced. You can't have one without the other.
Right, you got to have one without the other. That's what the, even your Bible story say. I'm good and evil. That's what the Bible story say. So I don't know, if y'all can't figure that one out, I don't know what to tell you. But all I can tell the person is, if these guys, and she, these are Orishas. These are the three wise kings in the Cuban scenario where they call the three kings parade. These are the Orishas. Same thing, pick same characters. And I got a chance to watch some stuff. I want y'all, cause I'm going to take some more calls. Ain't that many. Hey, I knew y'all be listening today because I knew y'all was not going to be able to take that the women from Africa was actually the administrators of this transgender.
Viola Davis. And what is her position in Hollywood right now?
Yeah. Y'all can't take that. That's why no one's trying to get on, because you ain't got a comeback. We hit hard. It's like, it don't have to be all the time in the right spot. It's called killer points of your body. People can hit you in certain spots, you going down. Even if they
pressure
big.
Points.
Yeah, because somebody big can scare the shit out of you. You don't think I've been scared of big people? Should I had to say to myself, how the fuck I could take a big motherfucker down quickly? I ain't got time to be trying to scuffle. He get around his hand around me. That's what the David and Goliath story is about. Pressure point. Hit him in the right point. Went down. That's all that's about. Now, we're going about to get deep. I'm going to take some more callers, but only got a few of y'all because I see this is tough for you. This is tough for you. You can't really say that this coming from white people. I know how to put your memory banks on lock. See, you can't even tell me. None of y'all on here talk all that shit on them threads. Tell me how come y'all don't know this. You only know about white people shit because you've been brainwashed, plain and simple. See, I admit I was brainwashed from the beginning of this program. I've been brainwashed, man. I ain't going to lie to myself no more about that shit. Brainwashing is all day long. And you got to have right incantations, as good or bad.
But one more thing. I was up 3 o'clock this morning, real talk, watching that Bernard Rustin, Malcolm X debate.
I see that.
I watched it twice.
Right. What did that do?
And now, here's the thing. The one I watched, I just want to make it clear to everybody now, him and Malcolm X and Bernard Rustin, the one I saw was a debate they did back in 1960 on a radio station in New York.
That's right.
And that was the first time I actually heard Malcolm X being challenged like that.
Yep.
And what's interesting, I'm trying to connect that what we're talking about right now, in other words. So basically what he was saying was, correct me if I'm wrong, brother, that Malcolm X, one of the main points was he wanted to be a segregationist. He wanted us separate from the rest of the world. And Bernard Rustin was like, no, that doesn't even make any sense. He said in order for black people to get to where they're going, like I said, one point they agreed on was first is knowledge itself, self-respect, valor, and some other points. But at the same time, Bernard Rustin was saying, he was like, look, we have to take it straight to their face in terms of the courts.
Now, I listened to that. Me and you talked about this. When I found out about it from just watching shit, I said, I ain't never heard of it. I looked it up. I started saying, man, that's the only dude. Bernard Rustin was the only dude to help Malcolm X having the thing. And he went into the rhetoric. This is just what we're talking, y'all. When you go to rhetoric, that means you go into a self-explanatory thing that you've been told to regurgitate when you deflect shit. You don't have no recourse.
It's like I hate to say it, but Malcolm, it was like, if you watch the debate, it was like he was fed a script.
Yeah, he was scripted.
And so my point being connected to what's going on right now, all those rights and stuff he was saying was having through Bernard Rustin was saying through the courts, the Hispanics and Mexicans are benefiting from that right now.
Right. Now,
especially with the sanctuary cities.
And he said that. Now, think about it now. Those of you who have not heard that, it's long. I don't want to put it on here. It needs to be listened to the whole entirety. Bernard Rustin was at, he would listen. He would listen and let Malcolm say the stuff. Malcolm was the girl taking. Now, this was the first Malcolm, y'all. So we want to make it clear to y'all today because Malcolm was in this
right.
too.
Right.
This the first phase of Malcolm when he was, like all of us who joined something, he was tight in it, locked in. If he couldn't answer, he would go to Reddit.
Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad. That's all his pretty much his comeback was.
And so he could not answer how you're going to achieve it because the mayor asked him. Now, we all know now because we've grown now that the Nation of Islam was in cahoots with, we gave y'all the clue, Lamar Hunt. He brought the candidate. He had power over the Nation of Islam and the Ku Klux Klan. They had meetings. Malcolm X, third Malcolm, the one before his resurrection death, he told everybody that, hey, they meeting. They wanted to make these so-called black Mecca cities, which was Atlanta. Y'all heard it on this here before. Yeah, we know it's true now. See, we didn't know it was true. My parents and them could not know it's true because they're getting real-time action. They ain't got time to research. But see, we are now past that time. We could evaluate it, y'all. That's the beauty of this. We could evaluate the dumbest shit that we learned and found out it was total bullshit. And now we got to say, well, what we do now? Since we know it's total bullshit, we stick with it. That's what's happening today. We ain't let this shit go. Because what happens is, Malcolm X said that they got together. Now, you being told you can't sit with the KKK, but they can sit with the KKK and neo-Nazi from what's the name, Rockwell. They hung with Norman Rockwell and all them. The Nation of Islam hung with Jim Jones. Jim Jones was with the Nation of Islam too as well. What did he do? He went and set off black people in Oakland, took them to Guyana, and got grabbed. We said Guyana. Oh, y'all didn't even know how we was going to run this one. See, I told you. Y'all keep taking slavery over with. Y'all are the biggest fool. If you think Juneteenth ended slavery for the so-called Texas, and Texas wasn't even last as free, it was Maryland. We did this show a year ago, too. Maryland, if I'm do money game, we'll have fun right now. To see who knew the last state, y'all playing for Texas, and Texas wasn't the last state to stop enslaving them. So that shows you how they fed us bullshit right now. And right now, everybody's off from work. If you ask any Hispanic person off from work, unless he's intelligent and understands history and people, I'd be able to tell you that's going to be a small percentage. That's a little bit. The ones think they don't know why they're in South Florida.
You're breaking up real bad, bro.
Oh, no, I figured that already. All right, let me get some more questions. I got 1-877. 1-877. See what you got to say. People scared.
Okay. This is a deep one. This is deep. This is deep. Had I a little bit more time, I just started, reading up on it about 40 minutes ago, but had I had more time, I would, this is deep.
Yeah.
But greetings to everyone on the line. I think of you all that are fathers to your children. This is a Father's Day continuation because we're fathers and mothers every day, not just because Sonora Smart Dot, created it, which was beautiful. And I see how you tied it all in, Dry Bones. You started off with telling us how Father Days began here in our country, which was Sonora, who was, living in Washington. Her mom died at 16, and her father giving birth, and her father raised six children on his own. And she didn't have a mother anymore, so she talked to the folks and said, you know what, let's do a Father Day. So that was the symbolism of Father Days, which is nothing to celebrate because it was a good thing. We should teach our children to love us and celebrate us every day, because without us, they would not be here. And without for real parents parenting our children and paying them the right way to them, those are real parents, not just putting them out at 18, but still making sure they have that pathway to success when they do leave the cradle.
Yeah.
And then you went right on in to what I, my favorite. I have to be, I look at Enoch as an open eye into the other world. The other world is the alien world, the gods that exist that we did not learn because our parents didn't know to teach us. And the churches, they ignore that in school, but they have to be taught because it's all throughout the Bible. So when you broke down the Chabados, a wise man told me that you should always look up words that you do not understand. And I did that in a short period of time. And what my conclusion is, history repeats itself, because the time frame that you're talking about happened, guys, 350,000 years ago, 350,000, 400,000. Now, the Bible teaches that this planet is what? Earth, the humans have been around for 6,000 years.
Yeah, a little 6,000 years.
Biblical folks, yeah, you know, which is insane to the membrane. So anyway, getting back to the point. So this happened during that time. So then my thoughts were like, well, what time was Enoch around? You know what I mean? Because I'm assuming maybe 70,000 years ago. They were around 350,000 years ago. And, you know, when they said they came down from heaven to earth, and what did they teach? They teach them all kinds of people that were there. They were the gods of those times, and those humans were their fucking guinea pigs. You know what I mean? Altering, and the goal back then was, I want to be the ultimate god. That's what everybody wants. You know, we want to be that power driven. In our country today is just impeccable because everybody wants that power, you know. And these things that were existent wanted to have, but no other part. You know, the creator made us separate. They made a dick, they made a pussy. The dick and the pussy come together and procreate into a child, right? So these things here said, you know what? I want to see if I can make that shit one. I want a dick and a pussy and I want titties, and I want that to be mine. That's, you know. So we've heard about the hermaphrodite stories and how certain gods, but this shit goes deeper. And it's deeper because the beings that's here, they want to bring it back. Why it's so prevalent right now.
It never left.
It's already been around.
It never left.
And dry bones, you, I have
it
to
never
give it to you.
Left.
You've
it
been
never
talking about these damn hermaphrodites for fucking years. Okay, never even really heard. You know, I learned a lot from the show, and because of my mind is, and I like to dig deep. I'm an intellectual person, so I learned from this. And you vindicated. But these things that's happening right now, guys, are back in power because of the fact that, like, even when you go on and applications and shit, like all kind of stuff, they want to know your gender, transgender, making all these corporations include these people like they are fucking beings. Like they're God.
So,
they created their own fucking race.
But,
I'm bringing it back.
It's like a money game. So now we're going to exploit this cross of people again. And we are not used to hearing this. Just like we said, Bernard Ruskin, I'm glad y'all brought that up. Bernard Ruskin was an openly gay individual in the civil rights movement, very much concealed, as if it never was, you know, they weren't going. Baldwin is gay. I mean, a whole bunch of them were gay. I mean, so we are acting like, for some strange reason, that this group is just all of a sudden the only persecuted group in the world now. So we got to look at that and say, wait a minute, is this on purpose? Because we see they never left. They were always in power.
They were suppressed. They were suppressed. I think this will happen. This is my belief, is that when the flood came, everybody know about the flood, right? When the flood came, I think it was a cleansing period. All the fallen angels did not die during that flood. Some survived, and their thoughts and their ideas never died. But then Enoch came around. I believe Enoch came and to help cleanse the earth, right? So I believe what happened is now, and when we talked about the CERN and those the leaders, as I believe, are down there, and that's their communications. They're able to communicate, and they're trying to break free so they can have, when they come through, when they come from the CERN, they can have the world like they used to. And, you know, I just learned this man, like Billy Carlson, I think, he says that the Atlantis was the entire planet. It wasn't like we all looking around like, where's the Atlantis?
Yeah,
Atlantis?
Right.
What if the Atlantis was the entire Earth?
That's the
you know
same
what I mean? Everything.
The same thing ancient aliens say. I tell people all the time, I went to ancient aliens and seen it for. It's the same talk. Okay, we already know the aliens are supposed to be here. I'm a lead that right now. Just for a minute, because if these gods that are in Africa actually got the same story of Enoch. And Enoch's Ethiopian. Ethiopic story. So all you out there listening, the Ethiopians should be the ones like right now saying if they believe this story that they got in their own history, I'm trying to figure out, and I'm looking at these colors, the green, the black. These are all, you know, out of that genre. Why is it that it's so hard for people to understand Enoch? I mean, because the Ethiopians actually instigated this story. They claim they got the Ark of the Covenant. Most Ethiopians claim the Ark of the Covenant is in Ethiopia. I'm confused about a lot of this stuff when it comes to us getting the facts out because it's contradictive. Because if Enoch, which is a hidden book, y'all, let's be honest, a hidden book, only the name is in the Bible. So if you don't have enough sense to go look up that name, you wouldn't know he had a book. And because people have now finally looked up the names, fine, this guy got books. But once you get into these books, it's almost like the Superman story. Like, you know, he goes into the heavens. He gets to see all this bad, makers of war, makers of this. I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive story about somebody getting way more knowledge than they ever had. That's the part I want people to see. Regardless of Enoch or whatever, the fact that the human beings was this dumb now, means somebody's been lying to us. Because if we that dumb, and we have to have these beings to retrospect the reality of the world for us, and then we emulating this, then who's in power, for real? Ain't us. That's what I'm at. Let's get some more there, because I want y'all to hear Malcolm. All y'all listening, now, y'all claim y'all like Malcolm. Malcolm just had a birthday. Hear what Malcolm had to say just about celebrities and tell me how he stated it. And then, come on, since I got Cleo, would be one I want to hear everybody if they're listening. Why would he say this? This is two different type of Malcolm. We got two Malcolm 2, and then we're going to go into Malcolm 3. This is Malcolm 2.
I just told you a little while ago, these leaders that they call leaders, this included Lena Horne, this included Dick Gregory, and this included comedians, comics, trumpet players, baseball players. Show me in the white community where a comedian is a white leader. Show me in the white community where a singer is a white leader, or a dancer or a trumpet player is a white leader. These aren't leaders. These are puppets and clowns that have been set up over the white community and or over the black community by the white community and have been made celebrities and usually say exactly what they know that the white man wants to hear. Usually Negroes know that when this bourgeois Negro walks through the door, he is not doing something that he's initiated himself, but he's involved in something in which the white man is the absolute author of and has sent him to the Negro community for some information. And when they give that Negro some information, usually they give him the information that they want him to take back to the white man.
Now that's the Malcolm that was starting to be with down here with Sam Cooke. That's where I played the Sam Cooke play. Down here in Miami, that's the note right there. He was transitioning. And he said some things that today you have to say, well, why would Malcolm say that about Dick Gregory, Lena Horne, and Harry Belafonte? And all the celebrities out there that was on these shows that we all grew up with. My man, he had a great show. Tony Brown's Journal used to have everybody come on. Everybody. I grew up watching that on Channel 25 and Grand Island Station. And they used to have them every Saturday. He would have all the blacks on. And now I could watch it on YouTube for even all the ones I want. And I got to see one that was just like Malcolm said. All of them got together. Every leader that we ever had was on Tony Brown's Journal, everybody. Everybody was on that. And I noticed none of their asses could get along. Back then, I'm thinking, oh, man, we're going to get over. I could maybe join the Yahweh stuff. Because I'm thinking, these leaders telling me we're going to get it. And then I realized, after being at a certain age, they couldn't get along. So I had to go look up the money game. Like Claude and all this told me to do. I'm listening to people, too. I think come out my just fake this shit up. People have to guide you into knowledge. And you find out, well, I'm going to follow the money. And once you follow the money, now you're nervous. You say, well, goddamn, blacks ain't gave shit. How could they ever have power? Well, let Malcolm tell you this. We'll bring everybody back.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists,
right,
who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats.
Now, I almost don't stop like that. I said, man, maybe he's lying. But then I said, well, let me see if he's telling the truth. Where's the facts at? Our goals is just put in, who was the grand masters of the Ku Klux Klan in power? I see Jesse Helms. I see Strong Thurmond. They're in power at this time, and I'm young enough to analyze that part now. And I go and find out Joe Biden is actually giving the policies to these cats, and they love it. And he becomes influential. That's why he's got to be done for the world. Because Kamala Harris, who's going to be part of the Indian Connection, all my Indian Trinity, all the Caribbean people, you best listen to this one. As I get to the high tone, it's going to be unbelievable. I know why this is happening. Jim Jones said from all over the country, you will figure it out later. But think about what Malcolm's saying now. All these people. And you, she tells you, he was with segregationists during the debate. What debate? She said, you was with segregationists. Malcolm just told you the Democrats were segregationists. Disguised. And yet, you don't even see Malcolm, so you have to deny Malcolm. I hope his retribution really go hell for our base, the fact that many of you watch this killers get all you talk all that black shit out there. His killers got off exonerated now. Ain't nobody know who killed them now. So, okay. Now, let's go to the final phase of Malcolm. Final phase. That's three Malcolms. That one was number one. That was number one Malcolm when he was hardcore. Number two, the second one. Here's number three. And why y'all don't talk about number three, I know why. You can't answer this. I know why you don't talk about number three, because you ain't got no answer for it.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know, because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something effect with it. But
you mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on that?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal, with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Now, right there is Malcolm number three. You know what happened after that. Now, we gave you three phases, like you will get in June, the three phases of the sun. I think Patasik, I see he has a calendar. But you can come on here. We love the calendar. But we just got to ask some questions there. We want to know black people was a part of it. We want people to see, we no longer can play with y'all minds on color. That's just unbelievably got to be the dumbest game in the history. Just how easy this is. If they can use color on you, you know you can't be that bright. Because color is easy to say somebody. In all actuality, you have given enough birth. I'm going to the all new. We're going to get into high noon now. You gave your birth right away, oh, black America. You want to be in church on Father's Day, honoring your father. Guess who gave up the country, y'all? The country was given over.
The black people.
The black people gave the country up through a matrimonial ceremony. You think they made Pocahontas for nothing? I told you this how many times. Now, y'all heard Malcolm. But do you still with us? I'm gonna get my sister. I got the male and female. I'm gonna do male, yin and yang today. We got male and female. The rest of y'all listen. That's a beautiful thing because the lines are lit. I know the internet lit because I know it's gonna be hard for y'all to digest what's coming. But if
at least we, hey, I'd rather know, brother, than not know, and I can deal with it.
Yeah, I'm glad, hey, because you know it's rough because a lot of people can't handle that's coming from where it's coming from. Ain't no white people around at that time.
Right.
When they did come around, this practice is entrenched. Now, I told y'all, it's a hermaphrodite thing. Y'all going to start to see more and more of it. They're going to make hermaphrodite everything. Transhumanism, I told you, it's time. If you're going to invest now into anything, it can't be conventional. How is it going to be conventional, y'all, if everything is going around it? Y'all say the aliens, the fallen angels. Let's just use the book Enoch, because I think that's a great, especially with all the Ethiopians that's all through Georgia, D.C., parts of New York, restaurant here in Florida. I would love for the Ethiopian community to explain to us. You got the Ark of the Covenant. Our people see your name in the Bible before all nations. That they can even pronounce. They can pronounce Ethiopia. They can't pronounce the rest of that shit. So here it is. You're a pronounceable name in the first stages of the Bible before you get to any of the Latin books, any of the Ethiopian books, any of the Hebrew books. You got that. That's the one nation name. And then second is Libya. Right there. And then Egypt. So you got all your foundational names in the friggin' book. Now, let's go there. Get y'all. Claim y'all been lied to by the white man.
Mm-hmm. And I live in the capital of Egypt right now.
Yeah, exactly. Egypt here, and it's all your dollar bill. The common sense said, well, damn, why is Egypt all over my damn shit? All of them worship. We just said today, this Father's Day thing, it's in your Bibles. Honor your father, honor your mother, all that. For your days be long. And it also says, it says, parents, do not take your children to anger. Do not provoke your children. Many of you are provoking your children. You're making them do this shit. So you have learned the game. By using your children, you get more money. I know already. Come on, y'all. Who y'all? You y'all fooling the streets. So by y'all deeming your kids as problems, you're going to have to show their problems. Otherwise, that check might stop. Now, you want to pretend on all these shows that this is, we got the most billionaire blacks in the history of My Little Small Existence. In the history of 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, come on, y'all. Explain to me. Come on.
Well, Jerry, this is what I would like to say, that I challenge everybody on the line to go back and listen to a lot of Malcolm X videos and Martin Luther King and look at their transition, and then look how they ended.
Transition. That's why they're trans. That's what we all going to do. We all going to trans. The word trans.
Mm-hmm.
Transition. Mm-hmm.
But the legacy that they left behind, Malcolm X is very powerful. Both of them. Those are my favorites, you know, because those are in my timeline, you know what I mean, my age group. And Nebraska just put him in the Hall of Fame. After fighting for him for 35 years, that's where he's born. Malcolm X, no mention of that. And you have to ask yourself, brothers and sisters, why do not they don't promote Malcolm like they do Martin? Why we don't see no Malcolm streets, Malcolm, because Malcolm was a little bit more realer than Martin. I love him too. And he told it like it is. And everything that's happening in his time is like we were just talking about the hermaphrodites. It's just repeating itself. Now, what he just said is similar to our current time. He just said that the Dixiecrats are the Democrats. He said that the nation met with the KKKs. Well, who created the KKKs, guys? The Democrat Party. Okay, y'all have to look into that. That is a fact. So he threw that thought out there to us, right? He threw that thought out there to us. And then he said, and then he was saying that the party, you know, got a dementia person running it now. It's not the same party he created that he joined, right? What do we got right now? We got the Biden administration, dementia like a motherfucker, and y'all black people can say, I will vote for this dementia crazy ass because he ain't Trump. Now y'all going to continue to vote. And then Biden in the party, in the KKK.
Let's go Pennsylvania. Okay. Because I like Pennsylvania because actually Pennsylvania is a secret.
Oh,
capital.
Yeah. It's the senator. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, now, I watch this. I do watch stuff just because y'all send so much shit. I said, let me go check out. I go and see a House Senate meeting. Let me go watch the Senate meeting and see what the hell these people talk about. They got to do, because, you know, I want y'all to know something. I'm going to show y'all if you really, I think, Brother D, you mentioned this. Now, I ain't talking about those on the dry bones on that's on the regular. I'm talking about those you're listening to. But the very first, second, ain't been listening long. 95 got collapsed in Philadelphia, which is unbelievable. Did y'all watch how it squared off? Now, I'm not that bright. But that's not a normal break. It's like, it just dropped like, bam, off of the so-called fire from a truck. Here we go with fire again. Now, luckily, I watched a lot of documentary. I just watched Z Guys just to have fun again. I said, man, I watched all the Z Guys. I said, man, you know what? Here I am, used to sell that tape. And I'm saying to myself, man, look how deep this was back then. That's only 15 years ago. And yet people ain't even caught on to this. So I know we on a slow motion pace. But come on, y'all. 95 collapse in Philadelphia. Now you are not going to be able to get any services normally now for about 6 to 7 months, they say. This is what they saying. Now, I hope y'all paying attention to this because that's a major corridor.
It should have been a galactic war, drive on. Maybe it was a galactic war and the alien shotgun.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Here's your representative, Fetterman. He couldn't even talk. If y'all want to have a good time with a drink, whatever y'all do to have a relaxing.
I saw that.
He's basically brain dead too.
Yeah.
You talking about the governor of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman.
No,
he's
talking about the senator in Philadelphia.
He didn't, lucky he had the
senator. Yeah, he couldn't even talk.
He couldn't even talk.
I saw that. Yeah.
Now, I just want y'all to think.
Sad.
Yeah, I just want y'all to think for me. Now, I'm just out there saying, I'm just observing. I'm a conscientious observer. I said, if this dude sound crazy to me now, what can I do? I'm in Florida. I'm looking at the people in that state. I'm like, well, damn, this dude, y'all voted for a dude that cannot coherently even be understood. And yet y'all said he won over Dr. Oz. Now, Dr. Oz, now let's go with that. I'm going to tell you, this is some magic shit like a book.
No,
look at his name. Look at his name.
Wizard of Oz.
Now, again, I know y'all listening. I said, y'all want to get on this call. I'm giving everybody a shout out to come on in. I know it's rough on you because you ain't really got nothing to say today because you cannot tell me how these y'all just passed that up with the Women King and all this, that y'all didn't realize that it was black people created this hermaphrodite. Now, I'm going to show you in a little while, India is in it. India is number one. They call it devotees. Go look it up. And I wonder, I said, wow, damn, India everywhere. They're in every part of the black neighborhood. They all in your gas stations. They so unsuspecting.
Your vice president.
Yeah, right. Your vice president. They so smooth. And you're not even paying. You let her let you trick y'all off. That's why I say people talk about tricks. It's both universal. See, she tricked y'all by her being initiated into Howard, which gave her some credence because that's what the civil rights movement had to do. It's the same thing they did with
and the black sorority, aka
right with Gandhi. They used Gandhi. Nobody black knew who Gandhi was in America, but they had to do it because it's all New World Order. People have a universal movement. Into bringing this. That's the see. You didn't even know it was universal back then.
Global, Jibone, global.
I said universal, global. Yeah, listen, I got some more callers. I'm going to get you in next because I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm running the tricks on y'all. All y'all, nobody on this line, I'm going to get all timelines. You've been tricked off a kid. And that's what the rabbit used to say. Wonder why they used the rabbit. It's Playboy. They were showing us Playboy before Playboy. Got us used to having trick or treat. The trick or treats with LSD. That's why it looked like the colors of LSD when we was eating it. Y'all don't even know what they was doing, but we gonna let it happen right here. And it took a white dude.
The rainbow.
Thank you. They already had it going on. And then when they put the black face in, which was Jesse Jackson, he had to have they needed the black component for the spell.
Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah, right. Once the Rainbow Coalition got involved, they got every black that you claim to be black power, black this, black that. You've been trick-treat.
But that was the gateway for Obama. Who was Obama, the first gay president?
Right. Now, we had a little debate on the thread. Now, I'm going to say this. I know people talk a lot of shit, but when you get killed for saying, you didn't say this to the media. Your notoriety thread, that's fine. But when somebody go on the big stage, and say, Obama, and remember, she's Jewish. She's Jewish. We don't, you know, she's Jewish. Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers just did a gay wedding. She did a gay marriage just off, because she do the same thing. She could marry people. I thought that was cool. I said, oh, she could marry people too. I said, ain't that amazing? And then I said to myself, wow. Then she gets out the car. This is all her full day. She showed her full day before she got this crazy interview about Obama and them. If y'all watch it clearly, you can see her, she's showing the ritual. She married two gay men. Then she says, the man asked her, well, do you see a gay president? She says, everybody know Obama gay. Now, why would she have to lie when you can tell everybody had to know? All of Chicago knew because the dude got thrown out of a window who was going to say something at Reverend Rice Church. I didn't come up with this. They got a white dude said Obama did this. He did a heavy protection under the Brotherhood. He ain't going to, you know, let somebody could go through that to kill him.
And the choir director called some lead over one of the gay choir directors in that church called some lead too.
Right. So all I can say
Common the rapper was going to that church too, by the way.
Check that out. Now all y'all talk all that shit, but this is facts. I mean, I get it from people from the sources. Obviously, if they got that, they kill this dude, boom, boom, boom. They got this okay, so yeah.
And she said his wife was a tranny.
Right. That's what I'm getting to that. So you jump ahead. I read it.
She said with a straight face.
Right. And you heard on this program probably too first because most people didn't know that. You heard that on here because most people wasn't paying attention to that shit. That chick said straight up, Michelle, she was like, get over it, everybody. Her mom was like, get over it. We all know she got a dick. Everybody knows. Okay. Then he makes a statement in front of the Air Force saying Michael. Now, who calls his boy Michael under Michelle? Now, I know we got all the deepfake, and we can say everything's deepfake, but everything ain't deepfake yet. That ain't deepfake. That's some real shit. Why would somebody call his wife Michael? Now, we all heard this year. See, this is all. This is why I say it's catch-up time. This is old to me. You know, if you go back and look when I talked about this, I thought it was almost before it was even on the show. Let's say 10 years ago when Obama, it was already out. I've had for years about his family not even, it's called, his man was Dreams of My Father. He shows two dudes, Frank Marshall Davis and the African guy. Why would somebody show you two fathers? And then you don't know his mama was a trick. His mama was doing porn with the black dude. And I'm going to show you how dumb black people are. That's why I have to detach the music. Thank goodness we're about to jam today. That's why I'm getting off today. We're going to have a good time today. Anyway, his family is white, everybody. He got a whole family of white people. Y'all just so dumb. No one see he black. Cause he
and they were CIA.
And they were CIA. What am I supposed to listen to y'all? I didn't laugh and say, please catch up. Let's get it on. Let me get some more. Please catch up to us, please. That's all. Catch up. This is all news to me. Can we get some new shit, please? All this stuff about y'all realize all of a sudden, if a country don't know its mama is white and never brings up now one family member, that's not suspicious to y'all out there listening in La La Land? That's not suspicious to y'all on this line. I'm talking to you on this line. Wouldn't that be suspicious? You never show him with his white family ever. And he's
nobody never asked no, and nobody never asked him questions because this is how the media is. They just focused on him, Michael, Michelle, whatever you want to call it, and them two kids. And I don't even know if I remember seeing even Michelle's mama or parents. I think her mama, somebody lived in the White House too.
They showed the mama.
Now her father is dead. Her father's dead. That's on her mom.
And the brother. She got a brother. Now, I'm not here to debate. All I can say is Joan Rivers died of a natural procedure that she's been doing all her life, face so-called. And anybody with sense would say, for her to say that on a national level, we can say it right now because of Joan Rivers. That's the only reason why, because they did the sacrifice. But either she alive or not, we don't know what they do today when people say they got killed. We don't know. Because all you know is you don't see a funeral, do you? That's why I say sometimes you got to just say, how much do I really know and how much am I
seeing? Right. Just like with Jeffrey Epstein, is he really dead or he's somewhere on the other side of the country? Do we really know that?
Yeah, but anybody in the crowd should know it's called operative and speculative. If you're not into that, then, you know, catch up. Let me play some more stuff for you.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, CORE, of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Lucifer King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews, because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I'd already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party. There I met George Bernard Shaw and a Jewish writer named Israel Cohen. Zangwill, Shaw, and Cohen were the triumvirate who created the Fabian Society in England and had worked closely with a Frankfurt Jew named Mordecai, who had changed his name to Karl Marx. But remember, at that time, both Marxism and communism were just emerging, and nobody paid much attention to either, and nobody suspected the propaganda in the writings of those three really brilliant writers. At that banquet, Israel Cohen told me he was then engaged in writing a book which was to be a follow-up on Zangwill's The Melting Pot. The title of his book was to be A Racial Program for the 20th Century. At that time, I was completely absorbed by my work as a playwright, and significant as that title was, its real objective never dawned on me, nor was I interested in reading the book. But it suddenly hit me with the force of a hydrogen bomb when I received a newspaper clipping of an item published by the Washington, D.C. Evening Star in May 1957. That item was a verbatim reprint of the following excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century, and it reads, as I quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." That same excerpt was entered into the Congressional Record of June 7, 1957 by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy.
Now,
I can't give you no more information. That conclusion.
Page 44, 45, and 46 of Myron Fagan's book, The Illuminati and the Council of Foreign Relations.
Now, come on, man. How much more? You can't get no. We didn't know that. I had to wait to get older to find out that. I said, damn, they made this shit simple. I mean, right there it says, is that playbook not being played today? The same playbook that you heard this man say, and I'm not even born yet, said we're going to do this, we're going to give the nigga, we're going to make this, we're going to put him in a potato. Hey, that's why the whole world got to be laughing at saying, look, the nigga in everything, every commercial, they got white women with him. When Harry Brother finding them, couldn't even have white women until they married them on TV. They had to have Lena Horne. And so now we see, clearly we can see the light. And it's sure going to get bright. Let me go to 9451. Let's get it on. We're about to have a good time on this Father's Day special.
Peace, right? I can hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead. I'll hear you.
Yeah, what's up? It's Tuck Moves, Thomas. What's going on, man?
What's up, Thomas?
We about to put five. We got now you know it's going to be good. We draw you on the show. Come on, bro. Let's go.
Now, man, it's one thing to say Michelle is a man. I get you. I got you. I don't agree with it, but I got you. But when someone puts a Photoshop picture in an article out, I click on the article, and it's a picture of her looking like a man. So I'm like, wait, that picture don't look real. So I'm looking at it, examining, like, oh, this is a fake picture. So I pull up the real picture, and you come with the Joan Rivers thing, man. Now,
right, because I know the picture Photoshop. I know the picture Photoshop. That's
yeah,
why I am.
Yeah, so to me, that's
Joan
what I was
Rivers.
Saying to him. I was saying to him that, yo, don't come with no Photoshop picture
yeah,
or article,
I
bro. This thing look,
that's
why it make it look
right,
suspect
yeah.
from the start, you know?
That,
but
I agree.
I get the Joan Rivers thing.
I
used to watch her all the time by force. My grandmother loved her. So I would watch her. And I used to say, man, how this ugly chick always calls other people ugly?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she was,
yeah.
She was hard on the eyes, man. She definitely was hard on the eyes, man. Man, her daughter, oh, even worse.
Oh, man.
But I think what got her killed was what she said about Chelsea Clinton. You
okay,
ever seen that one?
No, what she said? No, really, tell us.
She was saying that she was, Chelsea Clinton has to be the ugliest thing I ever seen in my life. She was going to doing a stand-up, and they booed her. This was a week before she got killed. And she had a whole bunch of jokes, man. I'll send it to you. She was going in on – she was calling her Celery Clinton, not Chelsea. And, you know, they need to do some serious work on her. And they gave her a makeover with Donatella Versace and said some racist shit after that. But either way, man, it's, she's a
– let's go with that because, again, you got to look at it where – Joan Rivers been around a long time since the Richard Pryor days. They used to be on Johnny Carson. If y'all can go look at the old Johnny
yeah.
Carson, Richard
Pryor. Uh-huh.
And the thing about it is, you're right. But see, she was in that fashion. Remember she had the fashion show? They were the fashion police. They would tell you about how bad.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I used to watch
right.
her on. Yeah.
Right. That's their game. I mean, that's their money game. I ain't got no problem with that. But I'm saying, say she did go rogue. First she mentioned the Clinton. I mean, first she mentioned Obama now. Dirt. Then she mentioned Hillary there. So I can see that a recipe for disaster in a lot of ways. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Saying, yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I just know
I don't go with that picture. That's why you never see me put the. I could have put pictures up with her, but I can't prove she got a. See, remember she had a picture where she looked like she had a dick during the inauguration. I don't know if y'all ever seen that video. That was all over the place when the inauguration came out for Biden. All of a sudden, somebody.
Yeah, I remember that one.
She had looked like she had a dick. Now again. I could have said, I'm watching it because I'm the type of person was, I like her with a spread eagle. I'd be more, you know. But at the same time, I can't just dismiss the fact that, you know, they are prevalent in this system. And if one of their members get killed mysteriously, but talking against, that means she talking against two presidents at the same time. That I can see why that could possibly be taken into different lights.
Yeah, I said the Clintons because they got a track record.
They got a track record. Yeah, they got a track record.
With Michelle, like, at the inauguration, I remember the bowls popping out. I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah,
and,
we were laughing.
I would feel more comfortable if she just put out some pictures of her pregnant. then I'll be like, okay. But she ain't they ain't even got one picture of her pregnant. That's the cause.
That should be big. What you're saying, because remember, this is like a while back, so everybody was at that point, and I'm going to be honest with you. This was all even on white people's radio. Alex Jones, all the so-called conspiracy people that they call conspiracy, I'm following them. Everybody was catching on to that way back. Now, I'm going to tell you why they're saying this. Because they got proof of prostitution and them fucking each other because the Bush family looked like he on top of them. If you look at Bush Jr., Bush Jr. was like, he kissing all over. You know? So you gotta wonder how. Yeah. I mean, you know, just these things are happening.
Giving her
so
candy,
of course,
stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You're giving her stuff. Like, what are you giving her? What he got on her that she? So I don't know. All I can say is we see signs that are not normal to us on a regular basis. But I mean, you make a good point, which I still stand by you 100%. We do have to be aware of deep fake today, and I'm not gonna ever.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be aware.
It's getting better and better. Yeah.
It's better and better.
Of course. Then it's going to be used to show Malcolm X bent over in front of him. You know, then it's going to look
real.
And then,
right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So that's why I try to point it out. But I had did a show about transhumanism and transgender. I was putting those two things together, and I read a book from was written by Martin Warfield, the person that owned SiriusXM Radio. He's a man. He turned himself into a female.
Right.
And and he wrote the book. Like, everybody's following his lead. So the book is called From Transgender to Transhuman. So what you do with this company you got, right, it's a whole religion. It's called Terrasim. You buy the – you donate at least $100 to the company. They send you in the mail – a tube to spit into, and the solution that you put in your mouth, you gargle with. When you spit the solution into the tube, it has all your DNA information. You're able to then cryogenically store that to keep your DNA in a frozen state so they can bring it up when they need to. And after you die, that's when they bring up your DNA. So this is a whole religion, all billionaires in it.
Right.
So at the same time, they have this this thing that they this organism that they grow. It grows in 20 weeks to a full grown adult human, but it has no genitalia. It has no thoughts or mind yet.
Right. It's
so now it's like a eunuch, right?
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
you inject what is it's grown using your DNA information though. So it's genetically you. You know what I'm saying? However, you don't have the sexual markers that you're born with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, at the same time, while you're alive, the same company, they're doing what they call a mind files. So everything you're doing in your everyday life is being mimicked by the computer. It's following everything you do. So it's pretty much when you're dead, they put your mind files into this thing they grew. And now that thing could further life going on as you. You understand?
Without Gemini Man, Will Smith.
Like that's right. And it's called Download. They got the thing on Prime called Download that you could die and it would download you into an avatar. Now, let's go with that. I love it. This is a great.
Avatar is how this whole thing starts, right? But that avatar that they download now can be put up into this grown organism. The name of the company... The name of the movement is called Terrasim, T-E-R-A-S-E-M. Terrasim.
Transgender, Terra. First word is Terra. So I'm seeing a pattern here. Now go with me with this because you're on some good stuff here. For instance, you heard earlier, I don't know how much you heard in the program, but I know we tend to say, okay, this is some white people stuff, but now that you see that, you know, ancient black folks was actually transgendering themselves. How do you feel now that they're just propagating the knowledge over again? Hello? Okay, now I asked everybody listening. I don't know what happened to him. Well, but tell me so you come back when you can. All I'm asking y'all is, The premise of this program, Father's Day special, that's why I did this one. Transgender transhumanism. Everything he said is the same thing that the Orisha said. These Orishas, older than the Bible story, says that they will go be over iron. I'm about to put it on y'all right now. Iron. War. Now, why would the gods of Africa, I mean, they had the war. I thought they was peaceful. Labor. Labor.
That could be a civil war also, too. This is what we're seeing now. It's like basically the people, the transgender people fighting the people who are going against it. You see it in every state, every city now.
Now they're fighting. Yep. Technology. Now, again, I'm going by past white people. I try to pass white history because I'm beyond 400 years. That's a Masonic religion. I'm past 400 years. Obviously, by her able to sell 200,000 slaves, everybody. 200,000. For no one asked why she sold them. You know what she sold them for? Firearms. She sold them for,
wow.
She sold it to the Dutch exchange for firearms. Yeah, weapons. To increase her military and economic power. By 1644, she was considered king over the Congo region. Really?
Not queen, but king.
King. Say king. Now, I just want to know, are y'all really paying attention to these shows y'all listening to? Because we put it on you. Now, what Brother Thomas just said, guess what? He's vindicated. Because guess what? This is on your own U.S. television, y'all, and you ain't paid no attention. They're way beyond that now. They have already done this.
If you have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of the Disney Lab.
I know I am.
Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hillary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch?
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. That's quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos. By the time they grow to desired size, these child stars are fully ready for the camera or the concert tours or whatever Disney chooses to put them in.
That is simply amazing. Now, how long does it take to actually create a star from scratch?
Well, not very long at all. We use the exact same DNA structure for all of our stars, and then we simply tweak minor details like hair color or skin tone.
Right, yeah, we do have some footage here of some of the well-known creations that have come out of your lab. Let's take a look.
Yes, well, that's model 6831-A, publicly known as Mitchell Musso, standard male base with type 3 skin pigmentation.
Wow.
And that's model 6831-B. We give them slightly thicker eyebrows and type 5 skin.
Well, so it's sort of like putting a puzzle together there.
Exactly, exactly.
Amazing.
Okay, here we've got some of the images of some of the newest models. We're going to be seeing a lot of these kids
it
in the future.
It really looks like you have someone for every kid in America
right.
to love
well, that's
here.
That's the idea. Tracy, our writers find it very liberating. For example, our new model, Haley, is a singing, dancing, snowboarding, half Japanese, half Indian girl.
Wow.
Now, finding her in reality would be impossible.
Right, but sounds like a surefire hit to me. Oh, now this one's Zac Efron. I've seen him before.
Yes, Zac was actually one of our earliest models.
My daughters love him. I mean, he looks so real.
Actually, I think we could have done a better job with Zac.
Now, this is in Orlando, everybody. This is our Orlando, Florida television station. Good Morning Orlando just came on and said that they were producing kids cloning. Now, some of y'all said, oh, y'all, you know, if you just heard me and Thomas just talk right
hey.
Now.
LeBron James and Steph Curry was born in the same hospital in Akron, Ohio. Not a coincidence.
Didn't know that one. Beautiful, beautiful. That makes sense. Think about it now. Y'all say, we just giving y'all the facts. They had a show. The man said they made these people. Y'all go check it out. Now, if they already did this years ago, because this is old. This is an old clip I have on. I keep the old clips because I know people from forgot. This is old. Hannah Montana, old. So think how good they are now. That's why I told y'all, they already out with you. They already here. They already walking amongst you.
Right.
You don't know the difference. If your kids, you took them to a concert, you think you watching Hannah Montana, you robbing X544. He was on top of it. I mean, I just have I got the archive to show that we on top of it, which think about that, y'all. Disney. Now, y'all already mad at DeSantis. That's why I know y'all crazy. Black people, y'all got to be all psychotic. Y'all don't even know nothing about Ron DeSantis. I will play the tape later on before the program go. I told you I had some suspicions after I found out what fraternity he was with. I had suspicion when I found George Soros' money. And George Soros' son is taking over, y'all. George Soros' son is taking over. Pure geek to death. That dude said they about to go beyond his father's shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alex. Look at the name, Alex. Yeah, that name means more than you think. Al, just like E-L, Lex. I know y'all ain't kidding.
He gonna be worse than his father.
He gonna be worse than his father. Now, y'all just heard Disney. I told you, when the people be stumped, I can't believe we stumping them this good. They be all online on talk. Somebody got to tell me about King and Zynga. How they had the black men turn into gays in Africa. And then they pretending like they fight for Africans against gays. And they the ones produce the shit. How does that work, everybody?
Well, listen, man. Also,
a lot of them.
Go ahead, somebody.
Also,
go ahead.
With Egypt, too.
Egypt, I just said Africa.
There's a lot of penis worship in Egypt, man. If you look, everything is a phallus. Everything is a phallus symbol. They worship the penis. You know, so a bunch of men worshiping the penis always led me to be right and wearing little skirts and shit.
Yeah,
they dress like that around each other and penis everywhere.
Absolutely.
I always thought it was some homoerotic stuff, but brothers, they made it masculine, but I always looked at it as being a little fruity.
You on top of it. Now, I'm just going to say you 100 right now because I found it out. When I realized most of their worship is because their dick was chopped off. So if your dick is chopped off and they end up worshiping anyway, I realized that, damn, they want a phallus. That's where the original dildos come from. Because they made a replica of his dick. It wasn't his dick. It was a replica of the dick, which is being ancient phalluses, mean ancient dildo. Now, I'm going to even go even further because y'all brought this out. See, I told you I could go way out, but some say don't. Just see how much they know, they know, they know, they think they know, whatever they know. Okay, if this is okay, and the number one sales of erotica is dildos, don't you find that strange? The story is they chopped his dick off, made a relic, and now we found out dildos are the number one sexual toy sold on the planet Earth. Isn't that strange, y'all? Come on, somebody, anybody. I got the live open. You want more? Come on, raise your hand. Somebody out there listening. The number one thing chopped off in Egypt was the dick. And then the image is the number one selling thing in erotica. Really?
Check this out. This is from a book called The Meaning of the Word America. This is hidden word of the name Ben, B-E-N-B-I-N. It says the son of the sun god Pharaoh. Philios, which is Greek, fili, F-I-L-I in Latin, affiliation, a son, which is a phallus. Phalli, which is Greek, means penis, male genitalia, thereby symbolically indicating the directive to go against mother nature, eradicating the feminine wisdom or space of the absolute to the advantage of the masculine proaction or energy and it only. Meaning incomplete nature. Therefore, the obstacles represent the entire brotherhood of sodomy, the founding fathers of every aspect of the present earth society since the very beginning of time.
He just gave you a whole etymology. That's why I know I can trust him talking. He gave a whole etymology of everything the word meant. That's why they killed the dude Philo in the Philo Landor dude that they killed up there at you know, they know how to kill people for different names. Remember, Philo was one of those guys that got killed during that so-called killing the police during Antifa time. But let's go even there. Pedastery. Pedastry is brotherly love. Let's go gymnasium. I mean, simple as when I learned gymnasium was in my 30s. I said, damn, the Greek gymnasium wrestling was some gay shit. Then they gave me the movie 300. 300 is about the gays fighting for the five states. One of the states is my real name, which is called the Dorians. Go look it up. I know history quite well. Don't need no book. And it's a musical note, too. Go look it up. It's a scale. So I'm very aware of what's happening here. But let's go with the 300. Y'all knew it was a gay movie. How come y'all ain't questioned that shit then? Y'all knew that 300 was about a bunch of gay military people fucking up for the five Athens and whatever the other five Greek states was. You can look it up. And no feedback, though. That's why I understand how people could say things that they used to sit there and watch. No problem. Everybody seen 300. And you see the Persian looking gay. Just like you said, brother. Tell most, didn't the Persian look gay? Persian had an air ring in his nose. He was the same people I just described to you earlier.
Yep.
I just described to you earlier, all of them. Like I told you, go look up the Quiz of Banners. They were the Qs, and it was unbelievable. And they were eunuchs. They called themselves grandmothers. That's where you get the grand dames from. That's why RuPaul's drag race. Yeah. It's all there. You know, who promotes this more than blacks?
Yep.
Now, I want y'all to stop with the buffoonery right now. Everybody know you had a Geraldine doll, Flint Wilson. Everybody know you had one. Your family, well, somebody in your family had a Geraldine doll when that came out when we was young. Everybody wanted Geraldine. The devil made me do it. Everybody loved her. Could we even call it Geraldine? It's Geraldine. We made it. Deep down, we knew it was Flint Wilson, but we subconsciously loved Geraldine.
Look at the name, Flip Wilson.
There you go. Thank you, man. That's why, boys, you just don't know. Y'all on top of shit. Flip Wilson. He flips back and forth. Now, y'all want to talk all the other bullshit? Marvin Gaye daddy. Cross-dresser. Killed his daddy. Couldn't take it. Daddy was running around as a cross-dresser. Y'all left that shit out. So y'all want to act like this shit never existed in the black community now. Cross-dressing Marvin Gaye daddy. You know how much ribbon he had to take? I take a lot of ribbon. My daddy dressed in a dress at fucking nighttime and then being a preacher in the daytime. Yeah, I forgot that one. Oh, let me get
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, let me. Oh,
Mathieu.
Yeah, you went early. I was going to go all day. I could go all day long with a bunch of them that did it. but since you brought that, let's go with that. Now, he's talking about buying BET, y'all. Now, the deal just fell through because I'm following that because I want to see where Byron Allen is. See, y'all forgot Byron Allen. Supposed to be, why Byron Allen ain't buying no more shit except for the Weather Channel? Why he can't buy BET? Where Oprah at? They can't, none of these niggas can buy BET. Y'all up here believing in these black folks? Really? Sound like what Malcolm said.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah. Bill
Cosby. Let me leave Bill Cosby alone. He buys something. He got more women coming after him now.
He got one more woman coming after him. They coming out. They're using sex again. Sex. Now, here it is. Sex.
The same thing with Jonathan Majors, too. Now, they trying to shut him down.
Trying to shut him down. Now,
Zion, it's the same. You see, it's
right.
The same script.
It's tricking.
So what they're going to do is they're going to put the black person in there that they want. So they trying to get Diddy, and we already know that he's down with all that gay shit. So they
getting him to be in charge now.
They want him to take over.
Oh, now that take a look at that. Now, what if Diddy? If y'all, this scenario I'm putting out there is a hypothetical. It's a speculation. People bet on speculation. He could be right there, y'all. Think about it. If we see Diddy getting all this power in the next few months, and only him and Jay-Z can only buy BET, hey, bro, I told you you're going to like gambling one day. I told you. If you think that can make, I'll tell you right now, that speculation right there is worth millions because I'm thinking the same thing. Something ain't right. If Tyler Perry, who's in Atlanta, and some people said, some people said that that's where they're filming Biden them from, the White House and Biden. I don't know, but I know Atlanta got a lot of activity. Now, people don't want to talk about this, but I am.
They say that's the East Coast of Egypt.
The new Hollywood, because people are fleeing California. It makes sense.
So I'm trying to figure out, maybe the story is factual. We about to get, I hope y'all ready for the final phase of this. Because while we talked all this shit, I hope y'all know Neuralink just got permission. We said we should have invested in that. Don't get mad if you didn't. Neuralink is about to do it. Now, I've said to myself, I hate to all the time say we should bet into the devil's shit and all that, but sometimes y'all leave us no choice. Because the plan could only be sabotaged within. Ain't no other way you can do it. External shit ain't going to work. It's internal. You see externally, they already got the shield on. You can't even penetrate. We're going to go Batman on you. That's why they brought Batman in that movie. See, Batman is in penetration. He can see in darkness as well as in light. He got a infrared eyes and shit. He's stealth. That's what Batman means. Now, are y'all going to continue to watch? Because we about to be able to have guns here.
Dark
Knight. We about to be able to have guns. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. There are good people out here who going to, they want what they, back when we was growing up, used to be a movie with he was a visionary. He was a white guy. I can't think of his name. God damn. It was a whole bunch of visionary movies that came out back in them days. Walking Tall. I don't know if y'all remember all that type of shit, but they were visionary movies. Even Rambo was a visionary movie that he took beyond himself and took revenge on. And so they're setting us up for internal rebellion in each of your states. Even though they all connected, but each state gonna start rebelling. Each state gonna change the gun laws. Ours will be changed very soon. There will be less crime in Dade County once everybody knows that they're going to take that gun out.
That's why I've been saying on the thread, watch out for these shootings, because they can use these so-called mass shootings to cause a reaction to come up with legislation to change gun laws. Because thing was up in Nashville.
It's about that. Now, I'm not saying that. Anytime you look at stuff, y'all, if a person could tell me that his own child, let's just use your own personal experience, just your own money game that you got in your house. All the shit you need, you're going to get your kids over $18,000 to $20,000 worth of weaponry. That means if you're able to get one of your kids over $18,000 to $25,000 worth of weaponry, some of them to $50,000 worth of weaponry, and you're going to tell me that household is not affected by the money game, then you know that's not a regular household. Common sense should tell you that. If your kid is even with a one gun, you didn't buy it. And if you did buy it, you already the area that you intuit yourself, that you know what he's doing. But when these kids come with these guns, it's usually they fatherless. We ain't got nobody in the house. The mama is ruling through decree, meaning that her pussy is real estate. She can get money for it. That's plain and simple. I don't know what y'all learned what marriage was. I told y'all I learned marriage in Latin, Hebrew, and in the occult. It got all kind of meanings when they come to that marriage shit. Y'all want to pretend like y'all know, but y'all can't possibly know. That's why in the real world, she can get half, or he can get half. But in the ancient world, the world you just don't know you living in, I told you, you are ruled by people who came with the cult of the goddess bitches. They here. They from India, Indonesia, and Bangladesh. I ain't say hate on them. I said they bringing that worship to you. Free of charge. Free of charge. Because you don't even know where the tax base is at. So don't come on here pretending that you know where your tax money is at. Because you do not know. At all. At all. So you've been replaced, all you listeners, in the British Caribbean Empire. I mentioned Guyana. I know a lot of wonderful Guyanese people. I didn't know the history that good until I started reading a newspaper, The Gleamer. I started reading the Jamaican Nuclear, the Star, and all that. And I said, man, it's infighting. They worshiping the Chinese. I see it for myself. You can't come to me lying. It's in your own goddamn newspaper. You worshiping the Chinese. They got more land. They got more land grants in them areas than ever. And then secondly, you gonna be under the BRICS. I told you I'm taking y'all to the right direction today. BRICS, India, South Africa. I thought, didn't Mahatma Gandhi do his game in South Africa? Oh, wonder why they with the BRICS. Now it makes sense. They have replaced you black people in the indigenous areas of the Caribbean and America. You are no longer even citizens to the British Crown. You are now indigents.
They tell that again to the people on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't think some of them still don't get it. They don't get it, bro.
They're about to get it. They have replaced when British government, I thought it was like, oh, why the British? See, even those YouTube shows, they don't tell you everything. They can't. They got to say, I'll give you just enough to see if your mind will travel to the next thought. Because why would I tell you, oh, yeah, the British stopped slavery and make it sound, yeah, British stopped slavery years ago. Yeah, they remember they got Don Lemon. Well, British stopped slavery. No, they stopped slavery only in this sector. How many sections of slavery were still going on, my so-called bright people? And I'm not even that bright. And I can figure out slavery ain't stopped because of that, because somebody told you Juneteenth, and you thought slavery stopped all over the world. Really? Really? This is why you've been replaced. All your areas have been replaced just by 5 minutes of listening to this that no show has ever given you.
Secret invasion.
Yeah. Listen to this carefully.
These are some plantations in British colonies that operated just 100 years ago. Some of these workers are enslaved Africans. Some are indentured servants from India. Can you tell the difference? After slavery was abolished, Britain replaced its enslaved workers with a cheap alternative, indentured servants. In this new system, millions of people were coerced into signing away their rights for 5 to 10 years at a time. This system is not ancient history. Some of its survivors could still be alive. These workers became bound to overseas employers where they endured harrowing abuse and exploitation for the duration of their contract.
I would call the system of indenture a hidden history, and it is and has been deliberately obscured from our national narrative.
Maria Kaladin's great-grandfather was recruited from India through this exact system. He ended up toiling at a sugar plantation in British Guyana for years on end. After seeing how her family's past had been buried, Maria decided to specialize in the study of Indian indenture.
We know about it because the British kept the receipt. They are there. All the receipts are there. They are there for everyone to see.
British colonizers took portraits of these workers after taking them from India to work in overseas colonies. Most would never return. Have a look at this record of Indian immigrants. These are the names of Indians who signed an indenture contract and boarded a ship from Calcutta on December 2nd, 1903.
There's an agreement between you and your employer that you will work for a particular number of years.
As soon as they signed that contract, the indentured worker lost much of their freedom. They were treated like human cargo, shipped around the world, and bound to their employer for the time period of their contract. They were bought, sold, overworked, and abused in ways far too similar to slavery. Here's how it all went down. By the end of the 1800s, the British Empire was growing to the biggest the world had ever seen. And the natural resources of the colonies, like sugar and cotton, earned the colonizers a lot of money. But labor costs started eating into Britain's massive profits after slavery was abolished. And that's when the British brought in indentured Indians. There were more than 3 million people like Maria's great-grandfather taken from their homes and placed on ships heading to British colonies. The overall trade for these cheap laborers replaced nearly a quarter of the Atlantic slave trade.
What has taken place is a retelling of the history of the 19th century that focuses on the abolition of the slave trade and lauds those involved in the abolition of the slave trade, but does not draw attention in any way to the fact that the system of slavery was replaced by a system which was very brutal, really cruel, and lasted into the 20th century.
The vast majority of indentured workers were from India. As a result of indenture and additional migration, pockets of the Indian community can now be found in nearly every corner of our globe. Over 32 million people of Indian origin live outside of India today, the world's largest.
Now, all I'm going to say right there should wake you right on up and say, well, damn, that's why they all over the black, they have replaced you. This is a fact. You can don't get mad at me because I looked at the statistics. It's over. Dr. Claude Anderson has vindicated. It's over. It's over. You have watched your own demise. These people came over while you thought you was being free, fighting for some bullshit called communism, which they just, I proved to you today through the congressional records. You followed that procedure. These people came on indentured service. Still going on. You act like you ain't noticed. What you didn't notice is what immigration was what they put the policy in that has destroyed the black community. I'm not that bright, and I can figure that out. Oh, well. Let me hear from you, bro.
Hey, check it. It just sparked my memory when you played that clip. When I was deployed, Halliburton had the government contracts and stuff dealing with the logistics and everything and all the bases over there in Iraq and stuff. And so the base where I was working at, they had a company called ESS. They did all the food service and stuff, the cooking and everything. They basically took our jobs. And what was interesting, all the people they had working for that company doing all the cooking and everything, they were all Indian. And I had befriended one of them, and he was telling me that, well, yeah, all of us pretty much, all of them had went to school and got college degrees, whatever. But, like, they're working for the company, and at the time, I think they were only making, like, $9 an hour, and they were working, like, 6-7 days a week almost.
Yep. They did a college.
I said,
that's
wow. This is back in 03 and 04.
They perfected what you just heard. This was the 1900s. They perfected a new way, and they got the people to, I said British Guyana. Now, who at the time taking people to Guyana was Jim Jones in there? Y'all forgot where they were taking the black.
Check this out. I worked with a few Guyanese people. And every now and then, there'll be an Indian, and they'll act more black than Indian. You know, they stick out. They're not acting like Indian people. You know, they dress
right.
like us. They talk like
right.
us. They
right.
got out here, dudes, even though they got long hair. So, you know, and they pretty decent looking. So, you know, I'm Guyanese. So you're like, oh, okay. So you start to see that in Guyana and in Trinidad, a lot of Indians, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah, they,
absolutely.
They,
beautiful.
They look black.
Yeah,
they look Indian,
too.
But
Jamaica.
They dress black. They talk black.
Jamaica.
You know
Jamaica.
What
I'm look, I'm down here.
And
now.
Jamaica has a bunch of Chinese people, too.
Right.
So does Cuba.
So
like
right.
old time. Like Chinese people that speak Spanish. They
right.
family owned a Chinese restaurant in Cuba. Now they in America.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now all
wow.
I'm saying to y'all, is I experience this on a daily basis now. Now Trinidad, beautiful people. I haven't got people from Ireland. All I can tell y'all is that when we look at these shows, The Power of the Caribbean, all these things that we've
mm-hmm.
been watching, and not realizing what they really mean, because sometimes we go Afrocentric on too much shit. Like I said, do not be very righteous every month. So you can't be over righteous in some type of philosophy that is being indoctrinational. Because, first of all, who is the hierarchy of these so-called indoctrinational programs that we all believe in? If these programs that everybody claim they're affiliated through some fraction of DNA or whatever, like we got Garveyites still today, we got Malcolm X people still today, they don't find what none of the people did. They don't even know the hardships that these people went through. And then when they find out what really happened, it's all been lied to. Now, they're doing, now I'm going to tell you what's going on. Your job is to start to play this game with y'all. They're going to start to see if you understand how to talk at the workplace. All these things going to be because they want to see your comprehension level. They know they're giving the country over to dumb people. I told you, we gave you the secret name, Christocracy, How many people have told you this name? It's the name that is what you, everybody know you're ruled by dumb people. Even your job is ruled by dumb people. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You know you're supposed to the goddamn dude that's ruled or female ruled over you because it's all by decree. Bring in the clowns. Now, I had to hear this before. Cheryl Canny, I'm not even that old. Bring in the clowns. What do you think that song meant?
The Joker.
The Joker. Bring it. Thank you, man. God, thank y'all. Preachers hate y'all so much because that's why we call it the dry bones. I mean, y'all got to see this. Now, all I can tell you is the smartest people ain't the people you think, and the dumbest people ain't the dumbest people you think. That, you better reverse your polarity here because what's happened is they know you ain't on the balance. There's no way you can – you can't see both good and evil. Good and evil are together. They do not separate to be balanced. You have to be – you must have good and evil.
And one can't exist without the other.
That's right. Now, obviously, you are way out of line. Being a Libra, you are way out of line. The whole earth is off balance. That's why they need Mayat. That's why the whole premise of this program was Mayat. We told you female principle because obviously if you can cut my dick off, how much is there after that?
Lorena Bobbitt.
Thank you. That's why she was so famous. She ain't the first person to cut a dick off. She was the most prolific ritual they showed. That was a, I mean, and then they sewed it back together.
Well, that's the whole Kemet story. Osiris, a saw got it, and then the alligator ate it, a saw, and then the wife had to go and make a fake penis to fly over it, and then had a baby. Yeah, that's, I mean, so that's been going on forever, man.
Ever. So the thing is, how much energy we should put into these stories. That's the problem. The energy levels of our people and people around us are at a level where they can only gravitate to this through ignorance. Now, I'm not saying we just get rid of all that. I'm just saying the construct is they have made people dumb through fear. Because all this fear, even I know, and I'm not that bright, if somebody got to be running AI right now, let's just go with right now. I know they got us scared about AI, because I'm going to go into one transhumanist tape, because I told y'all, well, y'all don't realize what these people plan to do.
But two days ago, 92 degrees down here, and I'm in the grocery store, 10 o'clock in the morning, half the women are either walking around in masks, or they walking around with them damn Jiffy Pack popcorn on their heads. That's programming. Why are they all doing that?
Hey. I'm in 100% agreement. We got to figure this out because these are the people closest to you. Now, I just say this to people. I don't like to scare nobody and all this bullshit, but they don't need a lot of area to make everybody scared. They could just have one small Hollywood area or whatever they filming from whatever and get you to hear it just enough, not y'all on this line, but your affiliates that you are connected around. They don't all agree with you, I'm sure. So if they start to see that this is, see, when you tell somebody, their bank account going to be frozen, they don't get nervous until it's actually frozen. And this is what's about to happen. I played this because I hope y'all know India, all the BRICS is meeting next month, y'all. The peso has caught up with the dollar, everybody. Have you paid attention to any of this? I hope so. The pesos, just a peso, that's that cheap money I got on my desk. Everybody, I brought it with me so I could prove that everybody know me that I got the peso on my desk. It's caught up to our dollar almost. Look it up, y'all. Look it up right now. You can Google it. You don't find it alarming, people? No, all your black leaders got you. Believe in Juneteenth gonna get you. We ain't get a food stamp. They could have gave all black people $1,000 food card at least for reparations. You want to really say, hey, every black family.
And that debt ceiling bill, they made some change with that. Now, if you are a veteran, disabled veteran, you good. What they're going to do, if they made the changes already, that you're going to have to work, they're going to increase the work hours if they ain't done it already for you to keep them food stamps, by the way.
Now, I've seen that. And I'm going to tell you, that may or may not, because what happens is Obama just comes. I'm going to tell you when I bring in the truth. Obama now is on the is talking. Everybody look who's talking. Obama talking. Obama says, y'all acting too over the top, y'all progressives. Quit acting foolish. Quit going berserk, because they making it like, they shutting people down. You can't even talk at the White House about anything because, again, y'all got to know, and those who don't know, that's on y'all. These two crime families are fighting. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And this crime family has gotten completely what we've been talking about. They put all the dumb people. They got spies everywhere. This is the Bible story. Spies in all facets of government right now. The black, spies in every part of the government. When the FBI,
007, James Bond, you're right.
Yeah. Right. I just happened to watch the 007 with the black girl, which I love her, and the Woman King. She played in the Woman King. So when she got, she getting all it. She was in the Woman King. Yeah, she was one of the warriors that would fight for that queen. Now,
Mersano Lynch, I think her name is.
Yeah, she did a good job. She 007.
She British.
Yeah, she British, yeah. And so I ain't got a problem with all that, but I put the pieces together. I'm saying, wow, this is really intricate. Now, the fact that our older generation is dying off, we should give homage to them because they did a lot to keep us in the loop of things. But I'm going to tell y'all, right now, we at a very serious point where so much knowledge, y'all, black folks went along with them destroying this stuff. So when you destroy your civil war, say you hate the Confederacy, you don't destroy it because you want everybody to see what was took so they can have a recollection of never to forget. When you destroy something, you can rewrite it. That's the difference. So you ain't preserving it because at least you can debate the preserving. Like, oh, no, this was the – you got some artifacts. Y'all want to destroy what rational mind people of civilized thinking would destroy artifacts? Think about it. Come on, y'all. Somebody. I just asked a question because somebody got to say to me, I was like, if I'm crazy,
you rewrite the history. Yeah, they're doing all this because of the fact that, like I was saying earlier, 350,000 years ago, the Africans that's on the planet right now probably didn't even know the history of the Hermaphrodites, did not know what was going on because they're clever at reprogramming the brains of the current generation.
That's a good point. They so clever of each generation falling for the same trick. Now, here's one y'all got to do.
Then when you're talking about the peso, check this out real quick. This is from Money Grows on the Tree of Knowledge, page 3. It says the plus ultra peso became the most widely used coin amongst the 13 British colonies and the Scotch Americans who used them that called them pillar dollars after the taller, the name of the type of silver coin that was circulated in Europe. The Americans didn't establish their own mint until 1794.
Now, check what they said. The Tyler, look at the name, and the Scottish. All right, now, this is what Obama is under. Obama is telling you right now they got to do something for those of you who ain't going to have jobs. Could be me, too. Me, too. That's the Me, Too clause. Could be. See, I get condemned on the Me Too clause. God
damn. The challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful, tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Now, he named all of the things of OER. He said there's going to be a redefinition in jobs, how we think about how to construct people through technology. That's what the three Orishas said. We got to have a war on how industry. We got to have war on labor. We got technology because we ain't going to be able to employ everybody. That came right out of, now he on the scene now talking, y'all. Y'all better look at, Obama is talking. He's actually the president. Obama is still the president. Undercover. Yeah, he's the president. He only one telling policy. He got Connally to write all them still. Now, I watched the show the other day with 9/11. I had to watch it. I'm going to tell y'all. 9/11, come on, y'all. After you hear the original, when you hear the original 9/11, Brother Tubmos, watch that 9/11 for me one day. Everyone that was on TV said they heard explosions. Every show on television said they heard explosions. I heard explosions. Even the news anchor from CNN, every news anchor said it looks like demolition. And all of a sudden, one report changed the whole narrative.
Jay-Z releases an album on 9/11 called The Blueprint.
Yeah, now come on, y'all. I'm going to leave y'all. We're going to be back after this. Y'all who stay with me, y'all cut off. It's after 1 o'clock. Those who stay on, we going to keep it going. But we will be right back after this because we don't get down to later this evening.
All it's my life I had to fight, nigga. All it's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the pace down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right,
nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers, I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment.
resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
See, the evil of Lucifer. He ain't say Lucy. He really said Lucifer for those who know. He said it was all around me. Now, let's get it on.
Another Gemini, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, man, we're going to have a good time. We still got time. I forgot we're a half hour behind. We did it a half hour late today. We know we all had to wake up. All you fathers out there listening today, hey, let your progenitor show you the love that you need, because this is a race. The bloodline is thick, yet it's all about who and what direction these so-called offsprings that we have will take them. Now, who's going to take them to the next level? It's going to be your off. It's going to be the parents, or it's going to be the new world order. We're going to have a good time. We're going to put it all y'all today. I told you. Because when you make speeches like they did, I hope y'all listen to these speeches too, because I listen to these caught spells. They'd be really good. Man said, Biden said, we got your kids as our kids. I said, damn. Oh, shit. They claiming the kids now. First of all, those you know about Amity Law and all this other law, why them flags ain't get any problem? Them flags are on even level. Anybody know about the flags? You ain't supposed to have the United States flag below any other flag. Go look it up. Yet they had the LGBT flag at the same level on both sides. Look it up.
Right. They were all lined up. Right.
All lined
exactly.
up. Ain't supposed to be lined up. So if y'all know about all this fringes on the flags and shit, come on line. Come on line. Hit the number one button before you get really. Oh, I only got a half hour before I can't control nothing. Now, why is that not talked about, everybody? I mean, that's how you know witchcraft is very, very real. If you could be that dismystified that you don't even notice. That's why I said the very elect don't even notice. Flags at the same level. All of you morons out there, feathers, used to say the fringes at the back of you. We all forgot all about that. That man had two speeches. One speech, he had two flags. It was in red. Yeah, I remember he did that crazy, looked like the purge speech and shit after they killed all the people in black in New York and Buffalo. Remember that speech he gave? I ain't looking at that either. I know. Because, see, these things would prove that. How could you continue to believe this stuff? Because ain't no way somebody can give a speech.
Yeah,
because
the screen looked like it was a backdrop. It was like a green screen, but it was red. It was bloody red.
It was bloody red. The man did a speech with two military people behind him. Blood red. And nobody pick up on this shit. It's like, I said, man, I knew then we in trouble. I might get nervous every time I look at reactions. I said, man, if the people who in the loop don't even see this shit, man, wait till this happens simultaneously on the whole masses different time. Don't take much. Watch what's going to happen in Philadelphia when their goods and services are cut off from I-95. Because you let an idiot rule over you, so they're going to do everything on you, y'all. Everything. Got you psyched up about basketball? Not no more. Y'all about to brush all that shit up. Oh, that's gone. See, it's a game. Brother Eddie on Wednesday nights. Antoinette, before we get cut off, let's love to all of them. Everybody, I hope everybody's well. Family members well, as best they can be. Because we in a real, 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 real war game. It's digital, too. Just like Brother Kamo said, I don't know if he got cut off, but it's obvious. Everybody now is really nervous about the deep fake, and we've been saying this for a couple of years now. Deep fake, all this stuff, Project Bluebeam, that's even before even deep fake. Project Bluebeam was in the books Behold a Pale Horse when we first read it. It said they were being Jesuses, and UFO sightings could be used with this. I'm not saying. I'm just giving you scenarios of what's been happening for y'all to at least have some type of cognizance of what's happening around you. If somebody could write this shit years ago and come to the conclusion you know, this could happen, all because you believe some stuff that was told to you for years and years. Now, we done said some things that on here that may have gotten people a little riled up, but I guess that's necessary for your molecules to move. Because how can somebody tell me that if we are being told this years ago, I'm not born. Many of you are not even born when they even said these things. Did we find out that they said the exact thing that's happening to us? That don't jar a nerve nowhere.
That, and that's beyond prophecy. That's a plan. This shit that's, was planned.
It's planned. Straight up, a man said we proving that we gonna make a play. We're gonna make niggas now celebrity. They can fuck all the women. But see, you know why they can say all that? Because they seen it in the ancient time when blacks was fucking the white women. They're acting like that's new. All they using is a new occurrence on a people that's dumb. Been dumbed down because
it's the same script. They just changing the characters.
Change the characters. Same script. Character change. That's it. Now we gotta come to grips that this particular script gotta be either rewritten or whatever or demise. That's where we are at this time and juncture in the lives of this so-called world.
And it's funny, I forgot to mention something earlier. Now, isn't it strange, when you talking about with the basketball thing and everything, that whole paradigm's about to change. I forgot to mention Ja Morant. Now, you know him and Zion was in the same draft? They would pick number 1 and 2.
Right.
Now, Ja just got a 25-game suspension for supposedly waving the gun on social media. Then he came out and did it again. So somehow TMZ got the clip of him doing it again, but it was a cigarette light or whatever, you know. But the point being, a lot of people, especially like on YouTube, were upset. Well, how come, and Ja has contracts, endorsement deals with Nike, by the way, Nike, Huawei, some other companies. So Nike didn't cut him, but they cut Kyrie. And I was telling people, well, you got to look at what he did in terms of people got short-term memory. Kyrie spoke out against that shot for one thing, that jab. And
right.
Then that whole situation with the link he supposedly had posted about the Amazon book. But my point being, he got labeled anti-Semitic.
Right. Correct.
Once you put that label out there, you got a bullseye on your back.
Right. Right.
And we saw what happened to Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, all due respect to all them who he still was able to repent in some form of fashion, got himself back in the league. Right now, probably going to get a contract with somebody. Could be Lakers, the way they're talking. But let's just go with that premise. Because of that shot, he did delay a lot of valuable assets to them. That if they would have got Kyrie to go along with that, oh, man, all of New York would have been vaccinated. That's my belief system. I think if he'd have got Kyrie and Durant and the all crew to go really crazy, but, you know, he was just enough to get people to think, which I'm grateful to him for that, because even though he had to go through his tribulation, he got people to think like, well, Kyrie must know something. So at least if he did have to be 360 in some form or fashion, to keep his thing going. I ain't telling nobody to go out there and be assassinated on stupidity. I'm saying if he was able to get the consciousness out, that meant, hey, let's think about that for a minute. And still, you know, but like I say, we got people like Stephen A. I mean, I'm just going to go out here because we're having a good time on Father's Day before everybody go out to do what they're going to do. Let's look at sports because we got a lot of stuff coming out in sports that's part of this game, too. Y'all been did pretty shows. Y'all did pretty shows. Let's go with this premise about basketball, what just took place. Zion. It's got to be the family and the handlers, too, man, the people that surround them. Because if Zion can spend that much money on a women, and this other you had, say he had a gun. I'm going to let the first one roll. Second one, okay. But he in a state, y'all got to realize, if his state allows him to actually carry a gun, and he is famous, his display of the gun ain't actually the problem. I think it's all the illusion.
And what team does he play for? The capital of Egypt, Memphis.
Right, Memphis, right. And he out there, and again, he good. But like I say, Look at the drama that just took place at these games. You got Shannon Sharp. Let's just go back to these rituals. Shannon Sharp goes off on him and his daddy. You know, now Shannon Sharp is gone from the game from Skip Bayless. They disrespect. It's all a drama show to me. And then I didn't ask
right,
him. But, you know,
exactly.
People say Shannon Sharp is gay. Okay, so he gay. That's just the premise. He gay. I mean, he may not be gay. You got Dr. Umar, who I hate to bring up sometimes, but for the sack of foolishness, these people bringing up all this foolishness. Well, I mean, would y'all rather hear Dr. Umar talk about why he can't get to school or now he gonna switch to that to this? I mean, that showed me you can't finish a thought pattern. So while I'm listening to you, I can't do that. People be bringing me stuff. I just delete that shit because I had him on here. I seen how people thinking. If you're going to tell me you're going to do something, you got investors, and you don't even come through with no explanation, and all you do is attack white and black shit, that means you're part of that spy network to me, because I'm going to tell you about spy network. You remember, we don't see none of the cats from back in the day. Where's Irritated Genie at? Where is Sewer and Seti?
All I forgot about him. Wow. What did happen to him?
What happened to all these cats that was talking about they were going to do this and do this, that shit? All these people. And they just disappeared. So y'all better be careful. That's deep fake to me. See, deep fake thought we're real human beings, pretending. Then it can go into anything else after the mind lets it. But it starts with real
influencers.
Human beings. Influence. What the fuck are influencers? What the shit is that? Influence me to do what?
Content creators.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. This is what our kids are being fed. So when the kids get dumber, that's the biblical scripture of Egypt when the locusts of the they go eat the land. They mean they're eating profitability because they've been taught by the Democrat Party, using them because they're the most obvious, to become Antifa, which is the white people. The white people are first to destroy because they got to have the white people believe they did something wrong. Didn't you hear what the white man said? Listen to the white man sometimes. The white man said on this show through congressional records that if we can get the whites to feel guilty, ain't that the premise that they pushing right now, everybody? Get the whites to be mad at what they did to blacks. They don't even know what they did to each other.
Psychological mind program. Yes.
Yeah. They don't even know what they did to each other, let alone what they're going to do to blacks. If I told them how much they killed their own goddamn people, you'd be like, well, damn, I see why we kill blacks. If I killed this many of my own people. So it's the same process that's being played on, but it's really scary. To the point where it could be a Halloween movie. Really can. Based on the dumbness of people who are going to be given
Michael Myers.
Yeah. And again, Myers is a hell of a name. Michael Myers. Look at that up. And these are like a witchcraft name. Mikael. Mayor. Ain't that Mayor? Goya Mayor. All these, so it's a trick game that we got to look at in an obvious direction. Now, I'm only here to do one thing. Facts matter. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I got to tell y'all. Now, I'm not saying this. I'm only going to put on the news y'all ain't getting. If this news is being suppressed, you should be glad you are able to hear because you're under news sponsorship. That's why Trump, regardless of what you may think of him, was a symbol of what the light would be if you would tell the truth on fake news. But you choose not to listen. Don't blame him for you not listening. This is a game. Just like you wouldn't listen to that.
How did he get indicted a day before his birthday?
I told you. It's a game.
Gemini.
It's a game. Everything's a game. He probably knew what's going on, too. Obviously. I mean, he don't look like he's nervous. He ain't looking nervous at all. But I tell y'all, it's about the people, masses of movement of energy. They say, well, everybody, if we can get the people to hate Trump this good, we really ain't give them no reason, but we just going to make it like he a villain. Now, if he in on it, whatever his means is, his part was to see if you was that dumb. And he gave you every clue. They ain't doing this, they ain't doing that. Borders. Everything that you let this dude come right in and destroy immediately without, like, why are we doing that if my gas going to be even getting... And then you want to go against gas stoves, everybody. Just listen for me. I'm telling you. Bill Gates just met with Xi in China. He's sitting with him. Yeah, but y'all better go look it up. Bill Gates is right with him today, right now. and what they could be possibly talking about. Think about that. Now, if Bill Gates is buying up all the food farms, I'm only going to play this for a minute. Because if y'all don't see if Bill Gates able to buy all the farms in America and y'all okay with it, that's why we're going to have a lot past Father's Day. Father's Day is about the Civil War. Civil War, daddy, who had to take care of his kids because the Civil War had put a strain on all families and the wife died. Believe it. Listen carefully.
Is everybody preparing? So let's think about this. They just killed 5.3 million chickens. 5.3 million because they said they found one case of the PCR test, bird flu. Just recalled 120,000? Or 120, I think it was 120,000 pounds of ground beef. Magically, 15 or 16 processing food plants have mysteriously caught on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, they are destroying our food supply right before our very eyes. Not one word, nothing, nada. I had a cousin that just passed, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Massive heart attack, 47 years old. What do you think he had a massive heart attack
from? Now, he out there talking. He's in the field showing the farmers are being told that they got to let the food die. And the plants being destroyed. All this been destroyed. Y'all haven't heard no more about Ohio at all.
Nope.
Nothing. And it's okay to y'all. I know, because you're going to be free tomorrow on Juneteenth. So, this is gonna be fun.
Drybone, they had a survey taken after everything that's going on in our country. They had a survey saying that people would still vote Biden in after food shortage, gas prices, the interest rates up. They won't let the girls have their own sport. You know what I mean? They let them imposing boys and the girls sports. They're taking the little kids. I mean, what? Black people, and then we showed the Malcolm X telling you all that they're all in disguise. They're all fake. They're against the black community. What else do they have to do to, I don't understand. I know there's a lack of media coverage. The black people don't know, lack of knowledge, you know, but can y'all share this information with your loved ones on the show? Because we have to wake up. We're not going to have a country.
I think we're in the Twilight Zone. I mean, I've never seen nothing this spectacular in depth when I look at all the areas from y'all being on these programs and learning from everybody on this program. I mean, they even showing the indigenous people getting services now. I had a commercial come on here in Florida of the indigenous people getting some type of benefit. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And I said to myself, wow, I wonder what's going on with that because, you know, you don't know what they're saying they get. Now, this is why I say I know we can't be paying attention. The amount of COVID money, everybody. I had to find this out. It's like, what the amount of COVID money that they gave away or the amount they had, they ain't even spent it yet. They haven't given out hardly none of it. They want people to pay the shit back that they caught on purpose. And of course, now
that's probably maybe part of the reason why they weaponized the RS to come back. They coming back and getting that shit one way or another.
Now the Republic is in the crumbling. I'm gonna tell you right now, because if y'all not paying attention, that the Republican Party is in fighting right now. They know the rhinos.
Yeah.
According to Trump telling on everybody, all of a sudden now, with his like this, he ain't no good. So they are now suspicious. Come to find out, that suspicion is warranted, y'all, because everybody that we're looking at, that the intelligence shows that these people have already democratic ties. So they play a Trojan horse. That's why they're showing that commercial about the women lifting up.
The judge that reversed that decision that basically canceled the bill on limiting transgender shows here in Tennessee, the judge was put in by Trump. And he stopped. He was like, no, that's unconstitutional.
Well, because it's like when Malcolm X was saying earlier, you know what I mean? What's going on is a disguise. The Democrats have got a head start by 50 years of pretending to be something they're not. Now we got the Republican Party, just like the Democrats. They are pretending. Trump came in as a businessman. He felt like if there was a judge or a politician wanted to work with him, if they had an R in front of his name, he thought they were all one, but they was not. They were just like the Dixie Cats and the Democrats. They're called rhinos on the other party.
Now, he did mention right now, again, they're not even rhinos now. They actually are that party that was with Bush and them.
They're globalists.
They're globalist neocons because obviously
they're Democrats.
Bush,
they're Democrats.
Right. Well, they were because think about it. The Democrats was Nazis. Democratic socialism was Nazi. So Bush and them is affiliated to the Nazis. That's just a fact. I mean, you can't even get around. His own family can't get around that.
But can we also say Rustin was a socialist also?
Socialist also. He's with them. Now, I'm not saying that the black faith is definitely necessary for this component because, obviously, they coming over here saying they're using India and all these so-called Caribbean countries are so-called supposed to be liberated and all this stuff from colonialism. But we see now that that's a lie because they were still practicing slavery under indentured slavery, which was the original name anyway, until that court case over here, which Kasur wanted slavery forever, was the black guy. It was documented. Carl Anderson gave us the name of the cat, and it was like, it's right there in history. The dude was black, wanted his servant forever, and he went to court. Now, I don't know why we can't reverse that one. That would be the court case that I should say all to the Moors and all to those defenses. Why can't we break that court case? That's the court case that should be fought. If that's going to be any court case, will be the court case where somebody will say, I'm a slave forever. You know, that one right there would be the first case. But I don't know if they in cahoots. Obviously, they could be because everybody approved told me the bar met British Accredited Registry. So if that's the case, that I learned years ago from getting the Black Law Dictionary and all that bullshit, then I want to know why is it that the lawyers, which is in the Bible, they say they're terrible. So now we see why Batman then was fighting lawyers and the police because they found them to be corrupt. So this is like a story that's going to come to fruition, obviously. I don't know how soon, but it looks to be very soon. If the police are now saying, we need transhumanism in the police force. That means robots. So now they already jumped to technology. That's the part I'm scared of because they're already telling you that you don't like us. We've been told to hate physical human beings, the police. Now they're going to come up with AI police. You're going to be adapt, not y'all on this line, but the masses of your affiliates will be okay with a robot for the first. Because they're going to be like, oh, that's cool. You're going to have to talk to
George Soros told us that if people read the book, I know most people read the book on the line, if they read the book, that the whole George Floyd thing, like I said, was a presence once again to change the whole dynamic of policing, the Great Reset.
It's in the book. Now, somebody could tell me, and then you know this, you giving them an alternative to the office. Like, dude, if this is staged up. And that's kind of telling me, now think about what you just said. Let's go with what you just said. He just pretty much said they have told you that we set up this scenario to bring in our agenda for more, better, different policing. I have to look at that as that's ingenious. If you can get stage the event, kill a person by decree, give that family money because they don't like them. So they're like, well, how much are we getting? Once they all found out how much they get, I'm just giving y'all another scenario that y'all you don't think about, obviously. And once they realize that, we don't like his ass no way. Okay. Now tell me that can't happen. Somebody on the line, I wish I hit the button. I'm about to listen good tonight. Can that happen? Since y'all with me, I mean, you don't think no family would say, hell, he would just ride, he just beat up a pregnant woman. They know he tripping. The Asian person called the police on him. It wasn't a white person called the police on him. The Asian person called for counterfeit money. So y'all don't see that out there listening today.
Just like with that Starbucks incident, the manager, they fired her, the white manager. I think she won like $25 million, but the person who made the call on the black dude was a black employee. That just came out the other day. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Right, because it seems staged now. Because stuff that's real, that we could tangibly get them on, they already saying, we got to take that thought pattern out. We're going to put it on stupidity. Whatever they could get. Like somebody's going to say, well, if a county was systematically using racism against you, you could really get a lawyer to beat that. But the lawyer's been told not to go to them type of cases because they would be really unbelievably president.
Benjamin Crump.
Yeah. So they get Crump in them. Think about it, y'all. I'm not making this up. Now, Crump in them is rich. But they only come after stuff that benefits our agenda. Got to be white and black aggression. That's our agenda, y'all. That means if it's black on black agenda, and even if it's the worst agenda, I'm not coming to that because my bread and butter was told to do this agenda. And I'm getting paid pretty good to keep this agenda going.
Well, excluding what happened here with the Tyree Nichols situation. But, you know, but still, it was an agenda. But now, let me tell you about the domino effect, what happened with that. Now, since after that happened in the lawsuit and everything, now the police department said, now we're not going to pull people. We're going to stop pulling people over for not having their license plates and taillights. Now people can just drive whatever the way they want to, and you're not going to get pulled over no more.
Right. Now, who would know that? See, that's not talked about here in Florida. We would never know that. We would never know that. So I'm saying, look at the laws that y'all implementing that we like, wow, that's deep. And yet we don't know that.
And they had a parade for that. They had a parade for him too, for Tyree Nichols.
See,
they worship down here in Memphis for whatever reason. They make these people martyrs, the heroes.
Right. So they make him a martyr. Let's go with that premise. Now, the bottom line is, what's the precursor of this big dude being a martyr? Are we going to get a statue? Are y'all getting more government grants that's going to allocate funding for anything that's going to change that situation? But if it's just accolades of stupidity, it's the same old thing. It's like we must have gave the family enough money to go along with the charade. Because, again, if you're getting more money than you ever got at one time, say somebody say, well, look, man, I know they killed your family and one of your kids, whatever the hell. I mean, no one wants to hear that. So
right.
they're going to have to come to them with something saying, look, we're going to give you this debt, but you can't say nothing. Once you can't say nothing, you have been cut off of any book deals or anything. You cannot talk to no media no more. So this is where they got people. And again, no judgment to the people, but I'm saying these are the situations.
It's
that
like a gag order.
Yeah, like a gag order. So we don't know what's being said, and I feel sad that they had to go through this because they didn't call that to happen. But if you got a family, they prey on the most vulnerable family members. I'm going to tell y'all, I hate to say this, but they're always going after, to me, through these shootings that we all see, they get the most psychotic groups of people. It's like the people that they got already on some type of psychotropic or something they gave as a kid, something that these...
SSRIs, yeah.
Yeah, and the problem with that is, you know, you don't know what's happening to the kid until they get to an age where they actually start to express that this shit happened to them. You're like, oh, my God. So you feel kind of bad afterwards. You're like, well, I didn't know this happening. But the psychotropic shit that we don't seem to want to listen to in the black community is, okay, obviously they're using kids both white and black because they don't got the white kids to do some crazy shit. Now they got the Mexicans. They got different ethnic groups now doing some crazy shit all over. They had a group here. I'm not making this up, y'all. I know the dude was an Uber driver. Goes to a place here in Florida. The dude did not like the order, chopped his ass up. Now, who does that? You know what I'm saying? This is what happened here in Florida. Go look it up. It happened in Florida. Now,
that's a good point because it could be a combination of the drugs and the technology.
They could be hitting them with some type of weapon, too.
Type of weapon. I'm glad you're going there. Because I don't know. I'll have to go by what we're saying before we go cut everybody to the next level, what they got to do, is that we see these things happen. That's all on the line. You're cognizant of what's happening out there. That's why we got much love for everybody out there listening, because you wouldn't be listening if you didn't see it happen. It's happening. Unfortunately, we're going to have to come with various unbelievable ingenuity ways to make it to this next level. According to what we're hearing, and many of you heard already, the interest rates are going to be, you heard, I don't even know y'all listen to Yellen, but I do. Did you hear her speech? That's unreal. Interest rates, they got to do something. They might have to stop. You might not be able to get shit in a minute. Did y'all, spoke, everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the show is officially cut off. I'm just telling you, y'all better go look at this. I'm telling you.
So when we vote, when we vote, guys, we better look, whoever wants to be a homeowner will get a loan or business loans or buy land. The rates are very important. We have to get them down. We have to vote those people out. And I know it's hard because the other side is, you know, 50-50 on there. But I'd rather go with the other side where it's 50-50 that likes the country and that still respects the word of capitalism and generational wealth to our children through home ownership and owning land. So we have to stop voting emotionally and understand that our brother Malcolm X tried to warn us.
Yeah, I'm going
to go
with that.
You trade it to your race if you vote the Democrat Party.
Right, because you got to look at that. If you if you got a party hell-bent on land confiscation, now I'm going to tell you something about the Republican Party that people ain't realizing. They do not like McCarthy. They have mutiny, because what's happening is with Trump calling out all these rhinos, you see that the battle is these other Republicans are coming out and voting with the Democrats recently. Came out and voted for that.
It's another civil war, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
There you go. Thank you. That's the same shit that happened.
Within the Republican Party, that's so right. Not in the Democrat Party. They are in all in uniform. We're going to take down the middle class.
They're in uniform. The Democrats, they pay themselves. One thing about that Democratic Party, they lie and sink on unity. They will lie in a heartbeat all together at one time. Now, I'm going to just say this to y'all. Now, that's a hell of a strategy. It's been used before in many warfare things just by looking at movies. But here's the thing. When you are being told through the spiritual story of a birthright being sold, when a group of people could be brainwashed to hate their own area they was born in, you got to ask yourself something. That's unbelievable.
That goes back to the Malcolm X, Bernard Rustin debate.
Yep. I'm glad you seen that, bro. You one of the few people who I sent that to who probably watched it. Because I think
send it to me. I like to watch it. I don't know if I've seen that one.
I gave it a bunch of y'all got it, because what happened was I seen it and I put it on my WhatsApp, and I said, because it was unbelievable. He actually was able to make, and again, he said how, and that's why the Ku Klux Klan and them coming together on that scheme made what Ruskin said possible. He said, well, you have to come with some group to make this happen where you just can't. Just out of thin air, don't have no allies, no alliances. How you plan to do this? He couldn't answer. He kept saying God and
right.
Yeah, he
was right. No military, nothing to back you up.
No, that's exactly what he said. So it was very deep out there. We about to get it on. Y'all enjoy. Everybody out there, have a wonderful, safe, what you want to call it, a transitional Father's Day.
Transitional.
Ha, 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 ha.